be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Perfect night to start the 2025 minor league baseball season. Teresa Hui, a beautiful job on the national anthem here tonight as we get you ready for 2025 here on Coney Island alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock, so glad to have you with us as the Brooklyn Cyclones and Wilmington Blue Rocks get ready to start this 2025 season. For those of you that were with us last year in Wilmington for opening day, it feels like a very similar start to the season as it was last year, albeit much warmer than it was that day down at Frawley Stadium, because Noah Hall is on the bump for the Cyclones tonight. Last year, a year ago tomorrow, he made his professional debut at Frawley Stadium, the 6-foot-tall, 200-pound righty, 24 years old, celebrated his 24th birthday on Sunday from Charlotte, North Carolina, was the Mets' seventh-round pick in 2023 out of South Carolina. Hall has a kitchen sink to throw at the Blue Rocks, has so many pitches. The Mets have actually had to nix a couple of them from his rotation so he could focus on some other pitches and really hone in on them. Four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, cutter, slider, changeup, sweeper. Johnny, Noah Hall had an injury-plagued 2024, dealt with shoulder issues that limited him to just four starts here in Brooklyn. But he's someone that not only Gilbert Gomez, but pitching coach Jordan Krause very high on for 2025.
And the potential has always been there as well. And it really stems from that healthy arsenal that you mentioned. When you've got as many pitches that you feel as confident in as Noah does, so many options as far as how to put away batters, how to attack hitters, how to get ahead. The priority with him, like we told you off the jump of the show, just staying healthy and throwing those innings.
Leading off for Wilmington here tonight, making his high A debut is Brenner Cox. Cox hit 204 last year at single A Fredericksburg, 8 homers, 42 RBIs, a 701 OPS. Our umpiring crew here on opening day, William Pascal behind the plate, Ricky Arredondo on the bases. Noah Hall's ready. Brenner Cox is ready. The 2025 season is underway and the first pitch fouled back and we are underway. Just a handful of minutes behind schedule. At 6:44 Eastern Time, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball from Noah Hall here to get things going. Get you the numbers for Hall last year in just a matter of moments. Hall working from the first base side of the rubber. Infield shifted over to the pull side for the lefty batter. And a beautiful changeup as Cox out in front. And the count quickly, 0-2. Hall last year during his time with the Cyclones had an 0-2 record a season ago. An ERA up over 10.5, the 0-2 pitch. And a changeup misses down and away. And the count of ball and two strikes. Hall gave up 20 hits in 12 innings last year. Keep in mind, he was dealing with injury throughout the course of the early portion of last season. Hall, again from the letters, kicks his leg. The pitch on the outside corner. Strike three called. A little bit delayed from the home plate umpire, William Pascal. But Noah Hall starts the season fantastically. A four-pitch strikeout, one away.
And I'm sure Noah was thinking about that punch out for a long time when you consider the narrative of how last season went. Couldn't quite stay healthy. Ended up missing majority of the year. Had to be a long offseason. Feels like a long time coming, I'm sure.
That'll bring up T.J. White, who is no stranger to Wilmington and Brooklyn. As a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch down and away, it is 0-1. White in his third season with the Blue Rocks. Still just 21 years of age. Won't turn 22 until the tail end of July. The 0-1 pitch, and White rips this one deep down the left field line, but a foul ball. And the count, no balls and two strikes. Defensively for Brooklyn tonight, left to right of the outfield, Troy Schreffler Jr., Eli Serrano III, and DeAndre Smith. White switch hitter from the left-hand side, open stance. Hall swerves that front leg, now delivers this a hard ground ball to the left of the second baseman, Roselli, and into right field for the season's first base hit. So T.J. White, one for one to start the year, a 100-mile-an-hour worm burner through the right side. And the Blue Rocks have one on and one out.
You allude to the youth for White, and it's got to be reassuring to an extent for him that, yes, okay, in a perfect world, is he maybe on to some of the higher levels? Sure. But he's the man in Wilmington now. He knows what this team brings to the table and is very comfortable.
So here's the Nationals' first-round pick from last year, Seaver King, making his high A debut. And a first-pitch fastball from Hall misses a tad bit high. And the count 1-0. King hit 295 last year after being drafted out of Wake Forest. Played 20 games, 4 extra base hits, 10 RBI. Roddy with a slightly open stance, the 1-0. And a changeup in the dirt. It's two balls and no strikes. King, the 10th overall pick last year out of Wake Forest. The Nationals' number 5 prospect by Baseball America, number 4 by MLB.com. The 2-0. That one misses down and away. Yanked that one a little bit towards the lefty batter's box. And now Hall behind, 3 balls and no strikes. King last year, 9 walks, 13 strikeouts in those 20 pro games. Finishing up Brooklyn defensively, third to first around the infield here this afternoon. Jacob Reimer, Boston Barrow, Nick Roselli, the Levittown, New York native. And Ronald Hernandez getting the start at first. Bronx native Chris Suero behind the plate. Here's the 3-0 to King, and a get-me-over strike there from Hall. That might have been a changeup that time coming across at 83. And Hall back in the count now. It's 3-1. Beautiful night here on Coney Island. This might be the warmest opening day Brooklyn has had since they were a short-season affiliate. The 3-1. Fastball just a bit inside. Late tailing life in on the hands of King. And a single and a walk after the leadoff strikeout. And the Blue Rocks in business, they have runners at first and second, one away.
And you and I are sitting up here with our winter jackets ready to rock and roll. Fingers crossed. Knock on wood, we haven't needed them.
Around 1 o'clock today, went downstairs, visited our good friend Mike in the team store, got myself one of these nifty new Coney Island mustard, ketchup, or relish sweatshirts. Got a beanie, was ready for the cold, and right now 65 degrees. Here on Coney Island, the real feel is 66. The first pitch to Caleb Lomavita fouled back. And it's 0-1 on the Nationals prospect. Lomavita, also a first-round pick last year. He was a compensatory pick, 39th overall out of California. Hit 213 in 17 games at single-A Fredericksburg, 2 doubles, 10 RBI. White at second, King at first with one out. The 0-1 from Hall. And a check swing. Couldn't hold up on a pitch tailing in on the hands. Fastball that time from Hall. And he's quickly ahead 0-2. Lomavita signing for a little over $2 million. Consensus number 8 prospect in the Nationals organization. By both Baseball America and MLB Pipeline, the 0-2. It's a little soft tapper off the end of the bat to third. Tough play, barehand opportunity for Reimer, and he can't make it. It'll be an infield base hit for Caleb Lomavita, his first high A base knock. And a night that started so beautifully for Noah Hall, struck out the leadoff man on four pitches, single walk, infield single. And now the Blue Rocks have the bases loaded and one out.
And what becomes all the more frustrating on that latest development is it was weak contact, to say the least. Reimer's only chance at a play was a bare hand play.
But the scouting report on Lomavita, he runs well for a catcher, not unlike Chris Suero behind the plate for Brooklyn tonight. Might have been on the mind of Reimer as the first pitch, and timeout call there by Suero right before the pitch. So Hall saved that one in the dirt. And so the count remains nothing and nothing on the center fielder, Elijah Green. Green, talk about another player who making his high A debut here tonight, his third pro season. But Green, just 21 years old, won't turn 22 until December. Righty batter with a ton of pop. The pitch, and Green, a chopper towards third. Reimer looks to second for one. Roselli over to first. In time, double play, inning over. What a way to start the season for Noah Hall and the Cyclones. Bases loaded, one out, 5-4-3. And Chris Suero, a bear hug for his starter to close out the first inning of the season. No runs, two hits, and two men left at the end of half an inning. It's Wilmington nothing and Brooklyn coming to bat on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts House pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, an adventurous top of the first inning. Brooklyn able to strand the bases loaded. And now Alex Clemmie getting set to make his high A debut. Mets fans may already know that name, Alex Clemmie, if they watched the spring breakout game a couple of weeks ago. Clemmie, 6'6", southpaw, 205 pounds. Clemmie, born in 2005, will not turn 20 until after the All-Star break. Just 19 years of age from Fall River, Massachusetts. Clemmie last year traded at the deadline from the Guardians to the Nationals in the deal that sent Lane Thomas to Cleveland. Clemmie last year between Lynchburg and Fredericksburg, 1-5, a 4.58 ERA, 123 strikeouts and 92 in a third innings. And Clemmie's going to face off against a guy to lead off here in the bottom of the first that Clemmie may still have nightmares about. See, Clemmie pitched in that spring breakout game against the Mets a couple of weeks ago. He was the starting pitcher in that game for the Nationals. And he was tossing a shutout until some guy named Boston Barrow came up to the plate to bat in the bottom of the third inning. Or actually, I think it was the top of the third inning. Nonetheless, Barrow went opposite field, an opposite field solo home run. And the game the Mets ultimately won against the Nationals in a rain-shortened contest. Boston Barrow will lead things off for Brooklyn, but right now we're waiting on a delay right now. Not sure. Home plate umpire William Pascal saying something to Jake Lowry and the Wilmington third base dugout. I don't know if Clemmie is missing a rosin bag of some sort. Well, it's opening day. That means opening day not only for the players, the broadcasters, the umpires, for the support staff, the fans, for everybody. And there is the long-awaited rosin bag that was hiding somewhere in the bowels of Maimonides Park.
Alex Clemmie, a couple of tosses just to stay loose in the meantime. Funny you should mention the Barrow home run, Justin. When Clemmie pitched last year during the regular season, his six starts with Fredericksburg, he didn't give up one single long ball.
Well, Boston Barrow's going to get another chance against him here tonight. The bottom of the first inning underway. And the first pitch from Alex Clemmy is a fastball down at 95. And the count one ball and no strikes. Barrow last year joined Brooklyn at the tail end of the season. Youngest player by age on the Cyclones roster at 20 years old. That fastball outside from Clemmy at 95. And it's two balls and no strikes. Barrow, the Mets' number 14 prospect by MLB Pipeline. Number 15 by Baseball America. 2-0. And Clemmy hits the outside corner. 96 on the gun that time. And it's two balls and a strike. Barrow hit 205, was 9 for 44 in 11 games with Brooklyn at the tail end of last year. But hit 288 at single-A St. Lucie. As a lefty batter takes down and away. Slider that time from Clemmy. And it's 3-1 on the Cyclone shortstop. Barrow, a guy that a lot of scouts have been talking about since the beginning of spring training down in Port St. Lucie. The 3-1 is a fastball, high ball 4. And Boston Barrow is the Cyclones' first base runner of the season. He draws a 5-pitch walk. That's something Boston Barrow and a lot of these young Mets prospects do extremely well. Barrow last year, 46 walks in 95 games. And he has his first walk of the season and now the high A debut for the Cyclones DH and the Mets first round pick from last year, Carson Bench. Clemmy's first pitch and a fastball down and in by the knees. 97 that time from Clemmy. It's 1-0. That has been the one knock on Clemmy's game over the early portion of his pro career. His command has been an issue at times, 63 walks in 92 innings last season. Clemmy, a cross step towards first, the 1-0, and Ben swings away, fouls it off the hands. And this one will clang off the plexiglass for the first of two luxury levels. And down into the lower seating bowl, it's 1-1. Ben, 19th overall pick last year out of Oklahoma State. College teammates with last year's opening day Cyclone, Nolan McLean. Now up at AA Binghamton, the 1-1, the first to throw over. And Barrow back standing up. Barrow does have fairly good speed over at first base. 9 stolen bags in 10 attempts last year. But not someone who's going to be categorized as a burner. The 1-1. Benj watches a slider bounce in there. Good block by Loma Vita. Two balls and a strike. But Benj last year performed well after being drafted. 273 average in 15 games. A couple of home runs, 8 RBIs. One of the things that makes Benj so interesting and why he may play well in this ballpark. And that might be interesting for especially a lot of the Mets fans and Mets prospect fans to hear me say that at this ballpark. As Benj takes a fastball up and in. That time at 96, it's 3-1. But this ballpark has a tendency and a history of being known as a, I guess, difficult to put it lightly, ballpark to hit at if you're a left-handed hitter with the wind whipping off the Atlantic Ocean, especially earlier in the year. As Benj takes one on the outside corner, the slider from Clemmy, it's full 3-2. But Benj, one of the things that makes him so intriguing is he has a ton of pop to the opposite field. If you're going to hit a home run at this ballpark, left field is your best bet. The payoff pitch from Clemmy. And the slider misses down and away, ball 4. So Carson Benj, another guy who has a very keen eye, nearly as many walks as strikeouts in his young pro career. But back-to-back 3 passes allowed by Clemmy. And the Cyclones in business, Johnny, 2-1, nobody out.
And clearly these Brooklyn hitters read the scouting report on Alex Clemmy that the control is the issue, like you alluded to earlier. Not going to do him any favors swinging and missing at pitches out of the zone. And you wonder, too, with Clemmy to a certain extent, okay, sure, opening day, right, everybody's got those opening day jitters, so to speak. Even if you are a top five prospect, does that sort of factor into some of the him missing his spots as far as not necessarily being as precise with the accuracy, you'd figure.
Couple that with the fact a travel day for Wilmington.
Yep.
First day of the season. And, of course, Clemmy's the youngest guy on the field. He's the only one who hasn't reached 20 years of age yet. And now here is Jacob Reimer, who started that inning-ending double play in the top of the frame. A first pitch from Clemmy. It's a fastball that rises high at 94. And it's 1-0 on Reimer. He dealt with an injury-plagued season last year. Had a severe hamstring injury during spring training. Didn't play his first official game on a rehab assignment until July the 9th last year. The 1-0 to Reimer. And a fastball up and in, but a called strike. And the count evens at 1. Reimer last year hit just .196 in 14 games with Brooklyn. 9 for 46, 3 doubles, 4 RBI. Did have a walk-off base hit. Game 1 of a doubleheader against Hudson Valley. The 1-1. And Reimer rips one in the air left field, but will hang up for McKenzie. Coming in a few steps, makes the catch, throws behind the runner at second. But Barrow back standing up. Reimer just got that one off the end of the bat. And Clemmie has his first out as a Blue Rock, 2-1, 1-out.
And for Clemmie, that's an opportunity to just exhale, right? Reset a little bit. You get that elusive first out after a couple of walks. Now you can sort of just take that deep breath, settle in, and have faith and have confidence in your stuff.
Take a look at Wilmington defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield, you just heard from Jaron McKenzie, Elijah Green in center, Brenner Cox in right. Third to first around the infield, Gavin Dugas, Seaver King, Armando Cruz, and Brandon Pimentel. As Clemmie looks the runners back, Caleb Lomavita, the catcher behind the plate. So here is the Mets' fourth-round pick from last year, Eli Serrano III, drafted out of NC State. And the first pitch to Serrano, a check swing floater that will make it halfway into the third base seats. And the count, no balls and a strike. Serrano last year at .238 after being drafted. 17 games, 2 homers, 6 RBIs, but at a WRC plus of 122. 22% above league average during that time as Serrano tad bit late. A heavy swing lands on the awning down the third baseline. And Serrano now behind, no balls and 2 strikes. So it seems like Clemmie, after walking the first 2 batters, had a couple of foul balls in that last at bat against Reimer. Maybe get those jitters out of the system, now locked back in. Cross step towards first. Clemmie's 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Up the ladder, a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, the first high A strikeout in the career of Nolan Clemmie, or actually rather Alex Clemmie. And there are 2 out in the inning. I knew I was going to do that at some point. Especially if you're a Cyclone fan, you'll know this. There was a former Cyclone whose name wasn't Nolan Clemmie, who was taken in the Rule 5 draft this past December by the Chicago Cubs. And then there's Alex Clemmie, who is starting tonight for the Blue Rocks. So my apologies. Here is Chris Suero, the Bronx native. And the first pitch off the outside corner, the changeup. And it's 1 ball and no strikes. Suero, guy who has now popped onto the Mets' top 30 prospect list, is a guy we were clamoring about throughout the course of the tail end of last year, saying he's one of the top 30 guys in the system. Baseball America MLB pipeline finally agreed. A called strike ball gets behind Lomavita, but not far enough for anyone to advance. It's 1-1. But Suero, number 20 by Baseball America, number 22 by MLB pipeline. Hit .228 in 87 games for Brooklyn last year. 7 homers, 45 RBIs. Barrow at second, Benj at first, 2 out, no score, bottom 1. Clemmie sets at the belt to look at second. And the pitch. And a fastball way outside. Good reach there from Lomavita into the lefty box. And it's 2-1 on Chris Suero.
I think the thing that impressed us the most about Suero, at least for me, Justin, just his ability to go on absolute heaters. Couple of individual series, couple of weeks where you look at the 5-6 game span, the numbers just gaudy.
Clemmie kicks and fires, and Suero gets it off the end of the bat, a foul ball. And it's even 2-2 on the native of the Bronx. Suero celebrated his 21st birthday back in January from the University Heights section of the Bronx. And so many family members, friends, and attendance here tonight, as was the case throughout last season. Clemmie a strike away from getting out of the inning. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball outside. Oh, no, on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. And I think that pitch was a tad bit outside, but Clemmie gets the benefit of the doubt. And Suero down looking. Brooklyn strands a pair in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. 2 men left at the end of an inning. No score. on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, or a real bite of New York.
The Maimonides Park Beach Club offers some of the best seats in the house. Located right behind home plate, you'll be able to enjoy the game with an awesome view while seated at our half-moon style tables in high-top chairs. Seats come in groups of two or four, and you'll also have your own dedicated food and drink server so that you don't have to worry about missing any of the game waiting on the lines. So come check it out, the Beach Club at Maimonides Park. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, an exciting first inning, but no runs across. Both teams putting men in scoring position. Wilmington hitting into an inning-ending double play, which, by the way, for those of you at home, that came off the bat of Elijah Green at right around 108 miles an hour or so. Not an easy play at all for Jacob Reimer. And then Brooklyn, a couple of walks to start the bottom of the first, but Alex Clemmie able to settle down and strand a pair in the first inning. Beautiful night here on Coney Island. Great to see King Henry back in the seating bowl, his bright red suit, the solid blue tie, all back in the swing of things here on Coney Island as Noah Hall back to work here in the second inning as Brandon Pimentel will lead things off. Pimentel, Mackenzie Cruz, 6-7-8 for the Blue Rocks in the top of the second inning. Hall from the first base side of the mound, and his first pitch to Pimentel, a jam shot. In the air, shallow right, Roselli on the outfield turf, makes the two-handed grab above his cap. One pitch, one out, here in the top of the second inning. Brooklyn tonight wearing the home whites here on opening day. Cyclones arched across the chest in red. Red numerals front and back with a gold and black border. White pants all the way down to the ankles for Hall. Red and gold trim along the side. Black cleats for Noah dug into the stadium mound. Brings up Jared McKenzie in his third season with Wilmington. And he takes a called strike on the outside corner. McKenzie limited to 76 games last year due to injury. Hit 248, four homers, 31 RBI. The 0-1, and this a tapper off the end of the bat, back to the mound. Fielded first base side by Hall. A little lollipop over to Ronald Hernandez at first. And doesn't get much easier than that for Noah Hall. Couple of softly hit outs here to start the second. So three pitches, two outs for Hall here in the second after throwing 16 to get through the first. That'll bring up the second baseman, Armando Cruz.
And we're seeing a lot of softly induced contact zone in the first on the bare hand attempt by Reimer. And as you allude to, Justin, already a couple here in this second frame.
Well, that changeup is as lethal as any pitch Hall has. And he uses the fastball this time to blow it by Cruz at 96. And the count, no balls and a strike. Cruz last year, after joining Wilmington in early August, hit 227. A homer, seven RBIs. Turned 21 back in January. The 0-1 from Hall. And Cruz sends it back to the padded fence behind home, 0-2. Brooklyn tonight, Navy cap, Navy bill. That white Brooklyn Dodgers-esque Old English B on the front with the red interlocking C alongside it. Hall with matching navy blue long sleeves peering out either end of that white top. Although those long sleeves may have been premeditated earlier today, not quite as necessary as you would have thought. The 0-2 pitch. Cruz lines this one down the right field line, but curling foul off the screen. And it's no balls and two strikes still on Armando Cruz. Cruz, a former top prospect in the Nationals organization, was ranked number 24 entering last season by Baseball America. Been known as a glove-first infielder. The 0-2. Off the inside corner, 1-2. Been burned twice already. The home plate umpire looking on balls and strikes. So now I'm going to be extra cautious, maybe wait an extra beat or two to make sure it's a strike or not. 1-2. This time a foul tip off the glove of Suero. And Cruz stays alive. Gavin Dugas, the nine-hole hitter, waiting on deck.
He's just keeping us on our toes. It is opening day, after all.
Opening day, a new level. High A debut for the home plate umpire as well. Hall's 1-2 pitch. This time the slider down and away. And it's two balls and two strikes on Cruz. So Cruz seeing twice as many pitches in this at-bat as the first two batters in the inning saw combined. Reimer playing towards the line at third. First baseman Hernandez off it, 2-2. And a changeup choked down and away. And Cruz has run the count full 3-2. Good at-bat from the Wilmington second baseman. A beautiful night here in Brooklyn. I don't think Johnny and I could have dreamed of a nicer night in terms of the scenery and the weather. The payoff pitch, fastball up and in. And Armando Cruz battles back from behind 0-2 to work a two-out walk. Great at-bat there from Armando Cruz. At the second walk allowed by Hall tonight. And now 1-on, 2-out for Dugas.
It's outstanding plate discipline for Cruz, especially against a pitcher like Hall who has so many pitches, again, in his back pocket. The ability to just restrain and hold yourself back from flailing at something out of the zone. Impressive.
Hall from the stretch, first pitch to Dugas is outside, but the umpire calling time and saying a pitch clock violation on Hall before the pitch. So either way, the count was going to be 1-0. And it is indeed 1-0 on Dugas. Dugas last year, 340 in 27 games at Fredericksburg, 198 in 63 games here at Wilmington, 1-0. And there's a fastball on the inside, Black. And the count, oh, rather 1-1. 67 degrees right now here on Coney Island. Real feel at 65. Do have a bit of a breeze coming off the Atlantic. 13-mile-per-hour wind gusts. The 1-1 from Hall. And that pitch sails up and away. And Dugas had two balls and a strike, tried the slider that time.
I'll say this, though, in regard to the wind. You know, normally you have all sorts of papers up here. They're blowing around all over the place. I'm not sure we would even need the placeholders right now, keeping that paper from blowing all over.
Everything we took today to try and prepare ourselves for the weather we haven't needed yet. This one fouled about four rows back behind the plate. And it's two balls and two strikes now on Dugas. And sweatshirts, gloves, beanies, clipboards. We're good.
Only thing we're missing was the hand warmers.
Not necessary tonight. All from the letters. The 2-2 pitch. There's a tapper left side coming on. Reimer makes the play on the short hop. Jump throw to first. Pulls Hernandez off the bag. Slaps the tag on Dugas running by, inning over. Well done by Ronald Hernandez on the high throw. And Reimer able to make the play. And Wilmington strands one in the second. No runs, no hits, one man left. At the end of 1.5, scoreless on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Every Tuesday at Maimonides Park is a BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one. Each Tuesday on Coney Island, for every one ticket you purchase, you can get another completely free. Offer is valid up to 14 tickets overall. On our website, on the ticket menu, select an even number of tickets and be sure to click where it says Cyclones Buy One. Then, for the second even number ticket, you'll click Cyclones Get One Free on the drop-down. For tickets and more info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Alex Clemmy back to work for Wilmington as we move to the bottom of the second inning alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Opening day 2025 here on Coney Island. A beautiful night. DeAndre Smith, Ronald Hernandez, Nick Roselli, the local product out of Levittown, New York. All scheduled to bat for Brooklyn here in the second inning. Brooklyn, a couple of walks to start the home first, but couldn't capitalize. So here's DeAndre Smith to lead things off for Brooklyn. As Clemmy works from the third base side of the slab. And a first pitch fastball misses high at 93. And the count 1-0. DeAndre, another player that dealt with injury last year. 1-0 from Clemmy. And that fastball sails high. It's two balls and no strikes. Smith last year, during the first homestand of the season, first ever game in his career in the outfield, first opportunity, chasing down a foul ball down the right field line here. As Smith takes down and away, it's 3-0. Suffered a hamstring injury diving for a ball in foul territory and would not return until July. Came back to the Cyclones the tail end of July and finished the season mighty strong. 3-0, fastball outside, ball four. And Clemmy starts the second the same way he started the first. A walk to the leadoff man, and Brooklyn has one on and nobody out.
So that is as many walks issued by Alex Clemmy so far tonight as outs that he has collected. Three passes through only an inning and change of work. So you like the approach from these Brooklyn batters. Again, that real patient discipline and making sure that you're waiting for yours.
Clemmy has thrown 15 balls, 11 strikes out of his first 26 pitches tonight. As Clemmy steps off and looks the runner back. Brings up Ronald Hernandez, the switch hitter. Hernandez joined Brooklyn in August of last year from Single-A St. Lucie, played with the Cyclones the final two series of the season. Runner goes on the first pitch, fastball high, throw down a second wide left. And DeAndre Smith owns the first stolen base of the season for Brooklyn. DeAndre last year, talk about great ways to finish the season. He had a three stolen base game last year. One shy of the Cyclone single-game record. That's just 14 career steals in 101 games with Brooklyn, but one for one here to start 2025. 1-0. And Hernandez taking all the way, looks at a fastball strike at 95.
And even if that throw wasn't slightly ajar to the left, I think DeAndre had such a good jump on it. Probably would have been safe either way. We'll never know.
Hernandez last year, 6 for 36 in 10 games with Brooklyn. Two doubles, four RBI. The pitch, and Ronald takes the fastball down and in. And the count now 2-1. Hernandez last year at 271 in the Florida State League with St. Lucie. At the time of his promotion, he was top 10 in the league in hits, batting average, and on-base percentage. Clemmy kicks the 2-1. Hernandez fouls the fastball back. And it's even 2-2. Hernandez came over in a trade at the deadline in July of 2023 when the Mets were selling pieces off. David Robertson, who surprisingly is still a free agent in Major League Baseball, went to Miami. Hernandez and Marco Vargas, who's down in St. Lucie, came over to the Mets. The 2-2. And Hernandez able to reach and foul it off towards the parking lot. And the count 2-2 still at the first parking lot souvenir of the season. The first time we get to wonder whether or not someone's windshield has a souvenir through it.
I parked further away today on purpose relative to earlier this week.
I was not as safe. Runner breaks for third. The 2-2 cut on missed. Throw down to third base. Kicks into left field. DeAndre gets up and scores, and Brooklyn has their first lead of the season. It's 1-0 in the second. Couple of stolen bags for DeAndre Smith. An error on Caleb Lomavita. And Brooklyn leads 1-0 with the bases empty and one out.
Well, that's where that aggressiveness pays off. Again, DeAndre, a beautifully timed jump. Lomavita thought he had enough time, evidently did not. And then the throw scooting into left. Great awareness by Smith to book it home.
And a big, loud roar as Nick Roselli's name announced over the PA here on Coney Island as he takes a slider strike. Roselli grew up about 34 miles away from here on Long Island in Levittown, New York. The 0-1, and Roselli swings over the top of a fastball. It's 0-2. Roselli hit extremely well last year after the draft. 309 average in 18 games at St. Lucie, a homer, 7 RBIs. The Mets' 11th round pick out of Binghamton, the 0-2. A slider misses down and in. It's a ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Roselli thought about the high fastball, lays off. And the count evens up. At 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roselli, left-handed batter. Talking to him on Tuesday. Mom, dad, friends, family, teammates all in attendance here tonight. Peeled down to the base umpire on a check swing. Did not go. And Roselli has battled back from behind in the count 0-2 to make it full. Roselli adding that he has so many people coming to the game tonight. He might have people he doesn't even know that are coming out to come and support him here this evening. Payoff pitch. Slider up and in, ball 4. And Roselli works a one-out walk. So already the 4-3 pass drawn by Brooklyn here tonight. And that'll warrant a visit from the pitching coach, Mark DeFelice.
And team arrived here to Brooklyn on Tuesday. And chatting with Nick on the field, how did he spend the Monday day? Oh, he snuck back home. Very feasible. Only about an hour and change, depending on traffic, from Coney Island to the Levittown area. So got to sneak in a visit with some friends and family before that long grind of a full minor league season kicks in.
I'm going to say, in case you were wondering, with Friday rush hour traffic right now, only about an hour drive to get from where we are right now on Coney Island to the city center in Levittown, New York, more towards the South Shore than the North Shore. It was funny talking with Nick, asking about, you know, local product, Long Island. He's living in Brooklyn now with his teammates, the Cyclones. Any exciting things about, you know, getting a chance to live in the city, in the boroughs for the first time? No, he's just focused on baseball. Here's Troy Schreffler Jr. making his Mets and organizational debut as this popped up in the air. Out in the left center field off the end of the bat. Green to his right. He'll make the catch in the gap for the second out. And two away. Back to the top of the lineup for Brooklyn and Boston Barrow. Barrow walked, stranded at second, back in the first. Wilmington tonight, road grays. Wilmington across the chest in navy. Powder blue border, powder blue numerals front and back with a navy outline. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles for Clemmy. Red and navy trim along the side. Throw over to first. And back in standing is Roselli. White and black Nike cleats for Clemmy, dug into the stadium mound. Navy cap, powder blue bill. With the snorting Rocky Bullwinkle Moose logo on the front. And there's a fastball strike to Barrow. And it's snowballs in one strike. 1-0 Brooklyn here in the bottom of the second. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead, despite the fact that they still don't have a base hit. 4 walks, a couple of stolen bags, and a throwing error allowing Brooklyn to take the lead. The 0-1. Front door slider drops in there for a strike. And Clemmy now ahead of Barrow, 0-2. Clemmy already up over 40 pitches here tonight. One on and two out in the bottom of the second. The 0-2 from the lefty. Swing and a miss. Got him. Foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Loma Vita. Got him on the front door slider. And Clemmy able to escape further damage in the second. But Brooklyn takes the lead for the first time this season. 1 run, no hits, 1 error, 1 left. At the end of 2, it's Brooklyn 1, Wilmington nothing. It's opening day 2025 on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with a side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year, come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beers, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Beautiful start to this 2025 season, both weather-wise and on the field. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead after two innings of play. Noah Hall back out to work. Wilmington getting ready to bring the top of their lineup to the plate in the inning. Cox, White, and King. The three do up. No word whether or not Siever, King, and King Henry will duke it out for the name, but as we head to the third, here's Johnny.
All right, Justin, thank you very much. Back to the top we go. So far, so good for Noah Hall. He has yet to surrender a run through the first two frames. Second time through the order. Lefty batter Brenner Cox digs in. First pitch to him. Swinging a ground ball. First base way. Foul. And the count 0-1. Cox struck out looking his first time up. Only men in the Wilmington starting lineup to strike out the first time through. Hall has given up a pair of hits. Both of them came in the first inning, but danced his way out of a tough spot after a 5-4-3 double play to end the inning. Righty arm ahead, nothing and one on the Wilmington right fielder. Kicks and deals an 0-1 home. This one a rocket to right field. Pretty well struck, taking Smith back, and it one hops the wall. Right off the Mr. Softy ad, and in standing. This one a rocket to right field. Pretty well struck, taking Smith back, and it one hops the wall. Right off the Mr. Softy ad, and in standing. White.
And Cox got out in front of that slider there, yanked it down the right field line. Cox, someone who can hit for a bit of power, former football player in the state of Texas, has some strength, has some speed as well. He's in scoring position as the tying run.
T.J. White next has spent each of the last full two seasons in Wilmington. First pitch to him. Takes off the outer edge for ball one. And the count 1-0. 111 games for Mr. White last year as a Blue Rock. 14 home runs. OPS a little low, though, only at 658. Hall behind 1-0, the righty fires, and the switch hitter takes downstairs, 2 balls and no strikes. White singled in the first, one of those two Wilmington hits, made it all the way up to third, but was stranded there. Big hole on the left side here for the switch hitter. Austin Barrow, the shortstop, shaded up the middle, 2-0 delivery. White takes downstairs 3-0. It kicks off of Suero and taking off for third without a throw. Cox in safely. So that run now 90 feet from scoring. And this just got that much more adventurous for Noah Hall with a runner on third and nobody out.
See what Brooklyn does defensively here. Looks like the infield coming in about halfway.
Barrow still shaded up the middle at short. Hall now working out of the stretch. Belt set, his 3-0 offering up and away. Wanted no part of T.J. White there, who draws a 4-pitch walk. He's aboard safely for the second time tonight. And the Blue Rocks put men on the corners with nobody out for the dangerous Siever King.
A wild pitch officially allowing Cox to advance to third. And great RBI opportunity now for Siever King in his high A debut.
So King digs in, 6-0, 195. First round pick from a year ago, the Athens, Georgia native. Did not play at UGA, though. First pitch, King taps it foul. Third base way, nothing in one. Siever King, an awesome name.
Fitting name to start the season at a Mets affiliate ballpark.
Not only, obviously, the Seaver connection, but King Henry as well. Mets ties all over the place for the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. 0-1 from home. And King takes a fastball for a strike. And he is in the driver's seat, 0-2. 20 games with single-A Fredericksburg for King last year. Scored 15 runs across those 20 games. This is someone who has just been on a meteoric rise over the course of the past couple years. 0-2, hit on the ground towards third. Reimer in, on the second for one, and that's his only play. So the run does come home to score as Cox was booking it for home on contact. T.J. White plucked off the bases, and Seaver King aboard on the fielder's choice.
King is first high RBI, and we're all even.
So a runner on first, and one away. Now the cleanup batter, Caleb Lomavita, up to the dish. Lomavita singled first time through. Righty on righty. Hall from the stretch fires. And clips the outer edge for a strike. 0-1 to Caleb Lomavita. Elijah Green on deck. And Brandon Pimentel after him. Lights on here at Maimonides Park. Just past 7:30. This one hit on the ground towards short. Barrow has it. Underhand flip on to second for one. Over to first and the throw wide. Well, Lomavita, who is speedy for a catcher all things considered, did not make that any easier, but the throw being a little bit wide right certainly helped. Hernandez did everything he could to try to apply the tag, but no dice. So King taken off the base pads, and now Lomavita aboard.
And that one had triple-digit exit velocity from Lomavita, so he had to book it out of the box. Good hustle to break up a double play.
Elijah Green next. Two gone, man on first. First pitch to Green. Sizzles over for a strike. 0-1 to the Blue Rocks center fielder. Green, a former first-round pick, in fact, went top five overall. He was the fifth overall selection in the 2022 draft. And now a ball called. Yeah, Hall started his motion and then sort of just briefly stopped and reset. That's a no-no. So Lomavita up 90 feet. He is in scoring position, and a base hit here could give the Blue Rocks the lead. It was Green who hit into that inning-ending double play to conclude the top of the first. Up in a prime spot here. Close stance for the righty swinger. Pitch. And Green, a healthy hack, but comes up empty-handed. And Hall at the controls, 0-2. Green spent the full season last year at the single-A level. Didn't quite perform as expected for a top-five overall pick. Only hit 208. 0-2. And Hall called strike three right down Broadway. Green couldn't do anything with it. Froze him there. So Hall strands a man at second base, but not before Wilmington pulls even. We are knotted up at one. Bottom three we go from Maimonides Park on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hi, this is Carson Benj, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, we call that perfect timing. Carson Benj ready to lead off bottom three. 2-3-4. The Big Bats due up for Brooklyn here. We are knotted up at one here on opening night 2025. Johnny and Justin with you. Thanks so much for stopping by. Wilmington just got one back in the top half of the third to pull even, and now Alex Clemmy, the southpaw, back out onto the hill, ready to deal to Benj, Reimer, and Serrano at the very least. We'll see about anything after that. Carson Benj, Mets first-round pick from a year ago, drew a walk. His first time up, high A debut for Mr. Benj. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here to kickstart this bottom of the third. Clemmy, ready to go, into the full wind, his pitch. And Benj takes up and in towards the elbows, a fastball for ball one. So Alex Clemmy, 6'6", 205 from Fall River, Massachusetts. Second round pick by Cleveland before coming over to this Washington org, 1-0. Benj takes inside yet again, just didn't have enough bite there. And the count, two balls and no strikes. Issue for him really has always been the command. You mentioned the walks last year. 63 and 92 innings in Shane, certainly a bit elevated. 2-0 almost hits Benj. He hopscotches out of the way of it. And Carson now really in the driver's seat here, 3-0. Former Rhode Island Gatorade Player of the Year at the high school level for Clemmy. Those are tough to come by, essentially top high school player in your state. No green light for Benj there. It's 3-1. Passed up on a commitment to Vanderbilt after he heard his name called in the second round by Cleveland. Working out of the full windup here, and a 3-1 count to Benj. Pitch. Carson takes towards the shoot tops for ball four. So, two plate appearances and a couple of walks for Carson Benj in his Cyclones debut. And Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on for the third time tonight through three innings, all of which have come via the walk. So three straight leadoff walks to start the frame issued by Alex Clemmy. And that is going to prompt a chat from his battery mate, Caleb Lomavita.
Not only that, he's only thrown two strikes to leadoff batters in the first three innings here tonight. The five walks for Clemmy already tying a career high.
All things considered, though, he has kept the Cyclones in check, relatively speaking. They still don't have a base hit for what it's worth.
I was going to say, he's gotten incredible stuff. It's just a matter of harnessing and being able to determine where it's going.
Throw over to check on Benj, who is back safely standing. And that scouting report on Clemmy living up to its billing so far. The stuff there, the command, the problem. Jacob Reimer next. Jacob, a 2022 Mets draftee, went in the fourth round. First pitch to him, and Reimer takes outside 1-0. And much like we told you about Noah Hall from a pitching standpoint, you'd figure for Reimer, priority number one going into 2025 is to just find a way to stay on the field. Best ability is availability. 1-0 to the righty. Reimer swings and pops it up, twisting foul and out of play into the stands. Down the right field line. So 1-1 on Jacob, who is 0-1 today. Flew out to left his first time up. Only 25 games played last year for Reimer due to injury. Scattered across three levels, spanning from the complex league to right here in Brooklyn. 1-1 home. Reimer takes low. It kicks off the glove of Lomavita. He doesn't see it. Not only up to second is Bench, he makes the turnaround third and advances there without a play. Caleb Lomavita had no clue where that baseball was. He thought maybe it stayed close, was looking around the batter's circle, but unfortunately for his sake, it kicked all the way just adjacent to the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. He had no chance at making a play at third.
And credit to Carson Benj. He was thinking three the whole way, picking up his third base coach and manager, Gilbert Gomez, straight out of the box. Great base running by Benj to take the extra bag.
So the go-ahead run now 90 feet from scoring, and still nobody out here in this bottom of the third. So now if you're Jacob Reimer, perhaps the mindset shifts a little bit. All you got to do here, hit a deep fly ball. Count to him is 2-1. And the pitch. Reimer swings and hits it sharply to second, caught midair there by Cruz. He barely had to move. And that is best case scenario for Alex Clemmy. Find a way to get the out while keeping Carson Benj put at third base. He does just that. And that ball is just a couple more feet to either the left or right of Armando Cruz. You're looking at a 2-1 Brooklyn lead.
That was hit 103 miles an hour there by Reimer. Might be the hardest hit ball we've seen from Brooklyn tonight.
Next up, Eli Serrano. Brooklyn center fielder, lefty batter, puts it on the ground. Cruz has it at second. He throws home. His throw not in time. Benj gets underneath the tag, and Brooklyn takes the lead. Benj was booking it home. Cruz rolled the dice. Throwing home. It did not pay off. And Brooklyn in front 2-1.
Wasn't a bad throw by Cruz. Put it in a spot that made it easy for Loma Vida to apply the tag, but Benj, the story of this inning has been his base running. Went first to third on the wild pitch. Got a great jump there and able to score under the tag.
Chris Suero next. One on and still nobody out. A 2-1 Cyclones lead.
That is some line score out in left center field. Two runs, no hits.
4-2 on the fielder's choice for Serrano. First pitch to Suero up and in, brushes him backwards. And the count 1-0 on the Brooklyn catcher. Yeah, finding a way to manufacture runs. We heard that off the top of the show in our pregame interview with Gilbert Gomez, if you missed it. Gomez really spoke about this lineup's ability to not only leave the ballpark, and the power numbers impressive, and certainly guys with plenty of pop, Suero one of them as he steps in the bucket on a 1-0 delivery, it's 1-1, but also the ability to manufacture runs and be high on base and, you know, scratch and claw your way to wins when you need to. And so far, that has been the memo for this Brooklyn squad through the first couple innings of the new year. 1-1, Suero fouls it back. And it is 1-2. After Suero, DeAndre Smith, then Ronald Hernandez. Brooklyn 2, Wilmington 1, with a runner on first and one out here in this bottom half of inning number 3. So anyway, Suero, a real interesting story. If you don't know, if you're new to Brooklyn Cyclones baseball, Chris Suero, somebody from the area, grew up in the Bronx, but then really bet on himself big time. After his freshman year of high school, right around 15, 16 years old, moved to the Dominican Republic for baseball purposes. Throw over to check on the runner, Serrano, who dives back head first safely. And that move certainly paying off for Suero. International free agent signee by the Mets back in 2022 and popped on the scouts' radar. So much so that New York wanted to bring him on board as part of their international signee class a couple of years ago. And he has popped on the prospect radars, to say the least. 1-2. Takes outside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Suero, one of those guys who just, I'm sure as you would agree, Justin, just being around not only early this year, but so much of last year too when he got the promotion in early May. A high-energy guy. Brings so much more to the table than just his baseball reference page might indicate. 2-2, runner goes. Pitch swung on and hit foul in the air out of play down the right field line.
Yeah, and what makes Suero so lethal and so fun to dream about as a prospect is he is an incredible athlete. I mean, consider his ability behind the plate. He didn't start catching until about a month before the Mets signed him at 18 years old. So this is still new for him. He's been great at first base, can play left field as well. Some scouts bringing up Dalton Varsho as a similar name, Andy Rodriguez, another former Met prospect.
2-2 to Suero. Lasers this one foul on a rope into the parking lot, and it stays 2-2. See how aggressive Brooklyn wants to be on the base pads here. Before that previous pitch, Eli Serrano had a pretty decent chunk of a lead over at first base. Couple of strides off the bag. Pimentel holding him on there, and a 2-2 delivery upcoming. Here's the pitch. Suero takes called strike 3 on the outside corner, and Chris knows it. Slowly makes his way back to the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. That is the second time tonight that Suero has been rung up with a backwards K. The first time he had a case in terms of putting up a little bit of an argument, if you will. That time, no words out of the mouth of the Brooklyn catcher. Instead, he is retired on strikes for out number 2. So now DeAndre Smith, one on, two away. Still a 2-1 Cyclone lead, and Smith Fouls this first pitch off his leg. Nothing and one.
Also worth noting, action now in Wilmington's bullpen with Clemmy at 60 pitches. Wander Arias, the right-hander, up and throwing.
And that pitch count just continuing to elevate for Clemmy, who, again, so far to this point, yet to surrender a hit. But the five walks have not done him any favors as far as trying to be as economical as possible. So DeAndre Smith, who scored the first Brooklyn run of the day. That was an inning ago. Stole third and proceeded to score on the same play on a throwing error by the catcher, trying to gun him down at third base. A one-up coming to DeAndre. And he takes a strike. Clemmy in the driver's seat, nothing and two. Ronald Hernandez on deck. Nick Roselli after him with two gone. See if Clemmy wants to waste one here or go right at the righty batter. 0-2. He attacks. It's a strike. Fastball on the inside corner, and the inning is over. So back-to-back backwards K's for Alex Clemmy, who does have six through three, but Brooklyn does grab the lead. It is 2-1 Cyclones. We've played three here in Maimonides Park on opening night 2025 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We go to the top of the fourth from Maimonides Park here on opening night. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Cyclones have two runs. They do not yet have a base hit, but that doesn't matter. They've got a lead. 2-1 Brooklyn. To the top of the fourth we go. Johnny Gadamowicz, Justin Rock with you. It is 6-7-8 up to bat for the Blue Rocks. Pimentel, McKenzie, and Cruz. A couple of lefties to start this top of the fourth against Brooklyn starter Noah Hall, who is back to work for inning number four. Wilmington just scratched across their first run of the night in the top half of the third. First pitch of the fourth. Downstairs to Brandon Pimentel. And the count 1-0. Pimentel, the starting first baseman here on opening day for Wilmington, occupying the sixth spot in the batting order. 1-0 to him. Waves and misses. Hall fools him there with the soft stuff. And the count 1-1. Pimentel, a 2023 free agent signee by Washington. Played over 100 games in single A with Fredericksburg last year. 1-1. Takes over the heart of the zone for a strike, and it is 1-2. Had a decent season, did Pimentel. 722 OPS. Well, he started his year with a bang, was the Carolina League Player of the Month in April. 1-2 up and away, and it is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Had a franchise record 33 ribbies in the month of April. That was tied for the most in all the minor leagues for the first calendar month of the season last year. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Hall fooled him there on a pitch tailing down and in. But the lefty could not hold off, and Noah Hall picks up his third strikeout, his first swinging strikeout of the night. Bases empty, one gone. There was a good changeup there from Hall, the righty, who now gets Jared McKenzie for the second time tonight. McKenzie grounded out first time up. Third baseman Reimer in and off the line. First pitch, and McKenzie hacks away and rainbows it foul down the left field line into the stands. Nothing and one from home. McKenzie takes a strike that pops in and out of the mitt of Chris Suero. And Hall pounding the zone here early. It is nothing and two on McKenzie. So mention Hall and his experience in the fall league following the conclusion of the 2024 season. Pitched three games just to get some innings under his belt, more so than really anything else. 0-2. McKenzie whacks it foul up towards the rooftop here on the fourth level. And the count, no balls and two strikes. All an interesting case. A former South Carolina Gamecock. That's not where he spent the entirety of his college days, though. Ahead 0-2. Let's see what he offers McKenzie here. Sweep of the leg and the pitch. Outside for ball one. Spent his first couple of years collegiately at Appalachian State in Boone, North Carolina. But Hall, who has ties to the University of South Carolina, you'll never find me calling it USC. This one hit on the ground towards first. Dropping to an E is Hernandez. Flips to a covering Hall for the second out of the inning. Bases empty, two gone. But Hall, the family ties to South Carolina, always wanted to be a Gamecock, grew up a Gamecocks fan, and sure enough, like it feels like so many collegiate athletes in today's day and age, hit that transfer portal. And landed in the SEC with South Carolina. At App State, though, he was mostly a reliever. It wasn't until he got to Columbia when that transition towards becoming a starter and eating up more innings came into the fold for the right-hander. First pitch, swinging a sharply hit ball to the shortstop, ranging back and leaping into the air. A nice catch by Barrow to rob Armando Cruz of a base hit. So Noah Hall works his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. We're mid-4 here in Brooklyn. 2-1 Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of Baseball on the Boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
Well, with 62 pitches under his belt already, Alex Clemmy will at least begin the bottom of the fourth. We'll see if he ends up pitching the entirety of it as he prepares to face 7-8-9, bottom third of this Brooklyn batting order. Ronald Hernandez, Nick Rosselli, and then Troy Schreffler Jr. Cyclones still do not have a hit tonight, but I'll do you one better. What they do have is a 2-1 lead, thanks in large part to 5 walks issued by Alex Clemmy. That is why that pitch count is so elevated, particularly for someone who has not allowed a base hit as of yet. But that has been the case. The Cyclones batters getting their money's worth and forcing Clemmy to have as laborious of a first couple of innings as possible here on opening day. Hernandez, Roselli, and Schreffler to get things going here bottom four. First, Ronald Hernandez pops up the first pitch he sees into foul ground. Pimentel, the first baseman, over to have a look, but nothing more. It lands about 4 rows deep. A couple of fans track it down to take home a souvenir. Or I shouldn't say a couple of fans. Only one fan is going to take it home for a souvenir. They'll have to duke it out for that one. Nothing and one. The count on Ronald Hernandez, who did strike out his first time up. Clemmy does have 6 strikeouts, so the stuff has been on full display. 0-1, Hernandez takes down and in, and it is 1 ball and 1 strike to the Brooklyn switch hitter. And if Clemmy is going to piece it together and continue to rise through the ranks of this Nationals farm system, you know the walks are going to have to trim down as Hernandez hits a frozen rope just foul, just to the left of the third base bag. And he will need to retreat back to the batter's box. He was booking it down the line as if that ball might have been fair. He didn't miss by much, but a couple of centimeters too far left. And now the count 1-2 on Hernandez. Coming into the year for Ronald, top 30 prospect according to MLB Pipeline. Just outside that top 30 according to Baseball America, number 31 according to BA, as opposed to 27 per MLB. Hernandez hits a high chopper, slow roller, third baseman Dugas in. His throw across the diamond, not in time. Hernandez just beats it out as he legs out an infield single. And there is your first Brooklyn hit of the night.
First Brooklyn hit of the night, first Brooklyn hit of the season, and just what everyone thought, Ronald Hernandez, infield single to third. Great hustle from Ronnie out of the box. He was giving it everything he had up that first base line and a great lunge to beat the throw.
Nick Roselli next. One of seven 2024 draftees that begin the year for the Mets at the high A level. And Roselli, just an awesome story. Lefty batter digs in. Southpaw Clemmy fires. First pitch brushes him back. And the count 1-0. Roselli, if you missed it from earlier, the local product. Grew up a Met fan. Ample friends and family in attendance tonight. After a decorated college career in the America East at SUNY Binghamton. 1-0 upcoming. And Roselli, a patient eye, takes up and away. And the count, two balls and no strikes. I say patient eye because his only plate appearance so far, drew a walk. Brooklyn trying to tack on to their 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. By the way, a full night sky now overhead. Roselli smacks this one on the ground towards second. This could be two. Cruz flips the King at second for one. Took him off the bag. He's safe. There was no return throw. A sliding Roselli just beat it out. I'm not sure if Seaver King dropped the baseball. I didn't see him drop it. I think, if anything, he was just not on the second base bag. An inaccurate flip over from Armando Cruz. So everybody is safe. Runners on first and second and nobody out. And for a guy in Alex Clemmy, who already had the high pitch count and the walks, would have loved a double play ball. He's not going to get one. Instead, it appears this is the end of the line for Mr. Clemmy, as Wilmington is set to make a pitching change. Jake Lowry out of the dugout on the third base side. Get you the info on the new Wilmington arm after a short break.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts House pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hey! Inconsistent high A debut for Alex Clemmy. Final line for the Southpaw, 3-plus innings. 2 unearned runs on 1 hit. Walked a career-high tie, 5-6 strikeouts in his high A debut, but commanded him in. 69 pitches, 37 strikes. New arm in the game, the right-hander Wander Arias in his second season in Wilmington. Arias, the right-hander, standing at 6'4", 230 pounds. 25 years old from Sabana Grande de Palenque in the DR, Johnny.
All right, Justin, thanks so much. So Roselli aboard on the fielder's choice. It was an E4 against Armando Cruz that allowed Hernandez to slide in safely at second base. So the inaccurate throw indeed, and it costs him. And we'll see how much it ends up costing Alex Clemmy, whose line is not yet final, with Troy Schreffler Jr. up to bat. Two on and nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Schreffler Jr. takes the first pitch. A fastball up and away from Wander Arias, and the count 1-0. Arias came over to this Washington organization as a 2023 Rule 5 draftee, coming over from the Royals org. Righty arm deals a 1-0, and Schreffler takes outside. It's a strike, though. Just painted that outer black, and the count is 1-1 to the Brooklyn left fielder. Arias spent all of last year with Wilmington, 35 appearances. Did make a couple of starts, oddly enough, two games started. 4-3 record, over 57 innings of work. Here comes his 1-1 offering. And Schreffler cuts and misses, and the count 1-2. Schreffler will surely remember Arias from his Jersey Shore days. A season ago, Arias also, of course, in the South Atlantic League, right here with Wilmington. But Arias, a pretty good year, all things considered. ERA of 3.79, more strikeouts than innings pitch, 59 across those 57 innings. Here comes a 1-2 to Brooklyn's 9 batter with 2 on and nobody out. Pitch. Schreffler fouls it back. It will remain 1-2. It clangs off the facing of the AB room to our right. And we'll try it again at 1-2. Troy today, 0-1, popped up to center. His first time up in his first at-bat with Brooklyn. Healthy-sized leads for both Hernandez at second, Roselli at first, particularly the former. 1-2 pitch in the dirt, and it is 2-2. Home crowd getting into it here on opening night. Brooklyn has more runs than they have base hits so far. Their first hit of the season to kickstart this inning. Ronald Hernandez infield single. Arias working out of the stretch, donning that gray Wilmington jersey. Here comes his 2-2 delivery. That's a strike three called. Went to the heater, and Schreffler could not do anything with it. So the first batter that Wander Arias faces in 2025, he strikes out looking. By the way, that's already the seventh strikeout for Wilmington Arms. Clemmy, despite the five walks, did punch six. So Schreffler down looking, and now we go back to the top for Boston Barrow. Strikeout and a walk for Brooklyn's leadoff man already tonight. Up in a big spot here, 2-1. First pitch upcoming. Barrow takes downstairs for ball one. 11 games for Boston at the tail end of 2024. It's just 2.05, but a very small sample size with the Cyclones. We'll call it just getting his feet wet to the high A level, if you will. 1-0. Barrow takes low yet again. Arias missing his spot for a second consecutive time. And the count 2-0, but Boston really just kind of tearing up the Florida State League last year. Prior to that promotion, was second in the circuit in batting average and OBP in the FSL. Fourth in OPS across 84 games for St. Lucie. His 2-0 fooled him there. Swing and a miss at a pitch downstairs. And the count 2-1. And it's that kind of pop, that kind of potential, and really versatility as well, that have so many scouts high on number one for Brooklyn this year. Hernandez off second. Roselli off of first with one gone here. Bottom four. Brooklyn trying to add to its 2-1 lead. Barrow hits it foul off the handle. And the count 2-2. So you mentioned it earlier, Justin. Barrow, who had homered off of Alex Clemmy in the spring breakout game, has not quite had that track record of success against Wander Arias per se. But I'm sure he'd love nothing more than to deliver here up in a big spot. 2-2 in the dirt. Nice block by Loma Vida, but it kicks off his chest protector. Throw goes to second. Late jump. Not in time, though. Both runners safe. Hernandez saw it the whole way. Roselli got a late jump because he didn't realize how far in front of Caleb Loma Vida that baseball went. So Loma Vida thought maybe he had a play. And you don't blame him for throwing down to second, because it was a bang-bang play, but Roselli just beats it out. So now two in scoring position and still only one away on what should be a wild pitch against Arias. And the infield will come in. Is indeed a wild pitch against the right-hander. So a base hit here could give Brooklyn a three-run lead. Infield in with only the one out, as if the play is to home, perhaps. 3-2. Barrow nubs it foul. Just got a piece as it trickles back towards the screen. And we will do it one more time at 3-2. So a big spot here for Arias. High stakes on night one. They all count the same. Even though it might not feel that way. Intensity picking up as the year goes on, of course. Here comes a 3-2 to Barrow. Swinging a rope. Hit on the ground towards first. Throw goes home, but dropped. Caleb Lomavita could not control. It was a bullet off the bat of Barrow. Pimentel at first base decided to go home with it because of how hard it was hit. But Lomavita could not see the catch through. As a result, Hernandez home to score, Roselli up to third, and Barrow aboard safely at first. And Brooklyn in front 3-1.
Yeah, that throw from first base by Pimentel pulled Lomavita up the third base line, and Ronald Hernandez sliding into home plate collided with Lomavita. That's what jarred the ball loose. A foot first slide by Hernandez into home plate into a diving Lomavita for the baseball. Almost carried Lomavita into the tag, but got undercut by Hernandez trying to score. Nothing done wrong by Ronald or Lomavita on that play.
No, I was just going to say, you can't blame Hernandez at all. It was the throw, as you perfectly described, did take Lomavita up the line. Really directly into the path of fire, if you will, with Hernandez charging full steam ahead towards home. Thankfully, though, everybody all good. They did just give Caleb Lomavita a quick check to make sure everything okay. He gives the thumbs up, pops on his catcher's mask, and back into his crouch, ready to go with men on the corners and one away. So it's Roselli on third, Barrow on first, and now Carson Bench. Throw over to check on Barrow, who had to dive back head first, scampers back safely. Carson Bench up in a big spot here. Brooklyn already tacking on the one. It is 3-1 Cyclones. Still on the strength of only the one base hit, mind you.
As you can say, the way Brooklyn scored their three runs, interesting.
Runner goes. Bench takes inside. No throw down to second base. So heads up base running. Lomavita not wanting to risk Roselli darting for home should he have released that baseball. So Barrow, the swiped bag, now he is in scoring position. And again, the infield will come in. 1-0 the count. On last year's first round pick by the Mets as Arias steps off. And well, more than anything else, just collect himself a little bit. It has been a chaotic bottom of the fourth inning here since entering. Arias, who started so strongly with the strikeout of Schreffler, but a little rockier since then. 1-0. Bench takes up and away. Two balls and no strikes.
And Arias already up at 15 pitches in this inning. And there's still only one out.
Bench in open stance. 2-0 pitch to him is a slider that clips the outer half. And the count is 2-1. Bench, two plate appearances today. Both of them walks. Did come around to score on the second. Brooklyn a run in the second, a run in the third. Already one run here in the fourth and looking for more. Arias the righty, a deep exhale. Deals a 2-1. And Bench hits it foul back to the screen. And the count 2-2.
Looked like he picked up that fastball just a hair late up and in. Great bat speed to foul it off.
And you don't go number 19 overall without possessing some great raw tools, and bat speed is certainly one of them for Bench. And Arias will step off yet again. Number 19 overall out of Oklahoma State. Trying to deliver his first big moment of the year for Brooklyn. 2-2. Here it comes. Bench swings and slices it foul. Third base way to the netting. And we will do it again at 2-2. Bench was a two-way guy at Oklahoma State, similar to another former Cowboy that the Mets have taken a liking to over the course of the past couple of years. But the opposite of Nolan McLean, who has since shifted to the pitching side of things, Bench dropped the pitching and said, I'm at my best with the bat. That was always evident. 2-2. Up and in. And the lefty swinger works the count full. It is 3-2. A walk here if you're Arias. Certainly not the worst thing in the world when you consider who is up to bat and you combine it with the fact that first base is open. But still, it has been a tumultuous inning since coming in out of the bullpen for Arias. 3-2. Ben swings and puts it in the air, twisting towards foul ground, and it will land in the third row. And I think a fan just dropped that one in and out of the glove. That's what drew the oohs and ahs. Trying to reach over to snare it. Not quite. That's okay. We'll get him next time. It is Roselli on third and Barrow on second. Still only one out in the inning. So Wander Arias is by far from being out of the woods. Infield remains in. Payoff pitch upcoming. Swing and a miss. He fooled him. A half-hearted swing from Carson Bench. So that is the second strikeout for Wander Arias. It was a 93-mile-an-hour heater up and in that just sort of jammed Bench. Couldn't really do much with it. Eighth strikeout by Wilmington pitchers, and that is a big one for Wander Arias because now you make a couple more pitches. You get Jacob Reimer here. You strand two in scoring position. Difference between a two-run game and a four-run game, perhaps. First pitch breaking ball winds up in the lefty batter's box, and the count 1-0 to Jacob Reimer. So the infield now obviously will shift back. No need for a play at the plate here with two gone. Righty-righty matchup. A little past the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Pitch to Reimer. Served on the ground. Foul. It's played by Gilbert Gomez, Brooklyn manager, in the third base coach's box to snare it with one hand. And 1-1 to Reimer. 0 for 2 today. Fly out to left and a line out to second. Last at bat, he hit a ball real hard to Armando Cruz at second base. Tough luck out for Jacob. 1-1. Reimer takes a strike on the outer edge. It's 1-2. Arias just trying to patch the damage here and make sure that this inning does not become anything worse than it already has been for Wilmington. Which, granted, really has not been that bad. Only the one run home, even though it kind of feels like maybe there would have been more. 1-2. Reimer swings, goes the opposite way, and dunks in a base hit. Charging towards home is Barrow. The throw is late. Throw down to first to try to get Reimer, who overran the bag. He dives back safely. It's a 2 RBI base hit for Jacob Reimer, who comes through, and Brooklyn on top 5-1 here in the fourth.
It's a great piece of hitting there by Reimer. Pitch away and just served it right where it came, right through the hole on the right side. Good throw in from right field by Cox, but not in time to get Roselli. Or actually rather Barrow scoring that latter run. And Arias already up at 25 pitches in this inning, and you wonder how much longer they'll let him go. Usually 30 the breaking point, but nobody throwing right now in the Wilmington left field bullpen.
Mound visit for the Blue Rocks. Brooklyn has its largest inning of the day so far with already a 3-spot here in the bottom of the fourth. Jacob Reimer, a couple of ribbies after that last base hit. He occupies first base with two gone for Eli Serrano III. That's got to feel good for a guy like Reimer, too. Battling injury the last couple of years, in and out of the lineup, various trips to the IL. Opening day, healthy, to come through with a big hit like that can certainly go a long way. So now Serrano digs in, just trying to keep that line moving. The seventh Brooklyn batter to come to bat here in the fourth. Takes the first pitch from Arias low. And the count 1-0. Don't see anybody throwing as of yet in the Wilmington bullpen, which is interesting because you'd figure Serrano.
Someone just took the sweatshirt off.
There we go, right on cue. 1-0 upstairs. 2-0 to Serrano. If Eli can reach here, then you'd have Arias flirting with 30 pitches in the frame. And you'd figure, okay, maybe then time to pull the plug in what would be the second pitching change of the inning. We'll revisit that in a moment, though, if we need to. Throw over to check on Reimer, who had a healthy-sized lead. He had to scurry back. Gets underneath the tag at first on the pickoff attempt. 2-0 on Eli Serrano III. Not Junior, the third. Lefty batter preparing for a 2-0 delivery pitch. Serrano puts it in the air, third base way, and it pops over the netting, clangs off the top of the dugout, and lands about 10 rows deep. And the count now 2-1. Serrano 6'6", 200 pounds from Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. Same hometown as former Cyclone Paul Gervais.
Chance Huff, the right-hander, up in the Wilmington bullpen.
2-1, the count on Serrano. Here it comes. Upstairs, 3-1. I am noticing a motif amongst these Cyclones hitters, the plate discipline, particularly for night one when guys, I don't know if rusty is the right word, but just it takes some time to find your groove, find your rhythm. Another pickoff attempt. And Reimer again, a bit closer than he might have wanted it to be, but back safely. To see the discipline and the restraint on display that we have so far tonight, certainly impressive to say the least. 3-1 on Serrano, former member of the Wolfpack at NC State. Pitch upstairs, a ball of four. So another base runner here for Brooklyn. Chris Suero will be the eighth Cyclone to bat here in this bottom of the fourth. It is men on first and second with two away. And we'll see if this is indeed the end of the line for Arias. Certainly doesn't appear to be, despite the fact that the next pitch will be number 31.
I was going to say, I think Huff just hasn't had enough time to get ready yet in the left field bullpen for Wilmington. Arias maybe here on opening day getting thrown to the wolves a little bit, try and save some arms for Wilmington's bullpen the rest of the weekend.
First pitch to Suero. He swings and hits a line drive to left field, sinking quickly in front of McKenzie. Base hit. Charging towards home. Reimer slides in safely and scores. It's an RBI single for Chris Suero. He's fired up. And Brooklyn pushes the lead to 6-1. They've got a four spot here in the fourth.
Suero aggressive there. Pitch up and in. And strong enough to muscle it in a no-man's land between the infield and the left fielder, McKenzie. Great read at second base. And Wander Arias' day is done after 31 pitches.
So a frustrating outing for Arias, I'm sure, who a couple batters in did pick up a couple of strikeouts. Felt like he was knocking on the door of getting out of the inning. But a Jacob Reimer RBI single really kind of opened the floodgates from there. So Chance Huff in as this bottom of the fourth continues. Second pitching change of the inning. We'll step aside.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey. This speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey. Easy to drink, hard not to love.
Bullpen for Wilmington as we play on here in the bottom of the fourth inning still. Feels like it's been the fourth inning for about an hour and a half at this point. Bud Huff, the new righty in the ballgame, 6'4", 220 pounds, will turn 25 later this month from Neesville, Florida, eighth round pick of the Nationals in 2022 out of Georgia Tech. unofficial lineup for Arias, still responsible for the runners on base, Johnny, but Arias, tough night, two-thirds of an inning, two runs, two earned, two hits, a walk, two strikeouts, two of the runs in this inning as well applied on Clemmie. He now has two earned runs.
DeAndre Smith, the ninth Brooklyn batter to come to bat here in the bottom of the fourth with two on and two away. First pitch from Chance Huff is a slider down and away that fools DeAndre Smith and the count 0-1. Yeah, we can't give you the final line on Clemmie, who goes three-plus innings, gives up only the one hit, but walks five, strikes out six, and surrenders four runs, two of which were earned. Nothing and one on Smith. Righty-righty matchup. And DeAndre takes low. And the count, one ball and one strike. So here is Chance Huff. Again, another one of these guys on the Blue Rocks roster that has spent each of the last two full seasons in Wilmington. Out of the stretch, the 1-1. And Smith hacks it foul out towards the parking lot. It is 1-2. For Huff, last year did show some decent improvement. Your line 2 years ago to 2023, ERA was up over 6. Last year, though, much better, right around 4.3. So I'm sure if you were to ask Chance, he still would like to see that number shrink a tad. But you'll take the growth relative to the struggles he saw a couple of years ago. Former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, 8th round pick back in 2022. Ahead here, 1-2, trying to get out of this tumultuous bottom of the fourth. Pitch. Smith takes downstairs. Nice block by Loma Vita. And the count, two balls and two strikes. And Chance Huff, somebody who really just credits himself on his ability to just be loose. You go back to his college days, pitching in the ACC, said he was straight-faced, didn't really talk to anybody, just trying to lock in, get in the zone. And the results weren't great as a result. 2-2. Smith takes downstairs. It's 3-2. But since getting to pro ball and going through the motions and getting acclimated with what life is like in the minor leagues is taking on a little bit of a different mindset. Just try not to take himself too seriously, as he puts it. 3-2. Smith swings, puts it in the air towards right. Couple of steps back and to his right for Cox, who makes the shoulder-high grab to retire the side. But all nine Cyclones come to bat in the inning, and they score four runs. Brooklyn in front as we go to the fifth here on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
There's no shortage of premium seating at Maimonides Park. Come join the fun this summer by enjoying a Cyclones game from one of our premium suites or rooftop locations. Cyclones Party Suites and the Brooklyn Rooftop offer million-dollar views and rent-controlled prices. These climate-controlled, fully catered areas offer breathtaking views of the Atlantic Ocean and Coney Island amusements and are the perfect setting for a gathering of friends, co-workers, or clients. Also new for 2025, the brand new On Deck Club. The space is located at the top of Section 4, features an open deck space designed to feel like your own backyard oasis. For pricing, menus, and additional info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com or give us a call at 718-37-BKLYN. Amazing starts here.
Oh, it was a marathon of a fourth inning. We go to the fifth. Brooklyn in the lead, 6-1. Cyclones have scored in every inning but the first. One in the second, one in the third, and then the biggest total of the night so far, a four spot in that bottom of the fourth that saw three different Wilmington pitchers from inning start to innings end. Needless to say, a long break for Noah Hall. We'll see how he fares here, Justin, as we start the top of the fifth.
Thank you, Johnny. And looking at it, Brooklyn is preparing for that circumstance. There is action in the Cyclones bullpen as we speak. I believe that is Dakota Hawkins, who is up and getting ready in case he is needed. Hall, 57 pitches through the first four innings here tonight, trying to complete five full for just the second time in his career. Gavin Dugas and back to the top of Wilmington's lineup here in the top of the fifth inning. Brooklyn a 6-1 advantage. First pitch from Noah Hall. And Dugas takes a call, strike. And the count 0-1. Dugas Grounded out to third to end the second inning in his only at-bat so far tonight. Righty batter open. Stance, the 0-1, and this tapped on the ground is short. Coming on is Barrow, and he'll throw a rocket over to first in time. And leadoff man retired. So no harm, no foul for Noah Hall after that long break between the fourth and the fifth. And back to the top of the lineup in Brenner Cox. He has one of Wilmington's three hits tonight, doubled his last trip. He's also struck out looking. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Yes, Coney Convo's trivia questions are back once again. A legacy started by our predecessor, Keith Ratt. As the first pitch to Cox misses high, 1-0. And a wonderful new addition to the Catbird seat here at Top Maimonides Park for this 2025 season. The 0-1 up and away. It's one ball and one strike. Two balls and no strikes on Brenner Cox. I had it right. But a great wall side adjacent to us in our booth as Cox swings and misses 2-1. That I think caught not only Keith Rad, but another former Cyclones broadcaster and one of the voices of the Royals now, Jake Eisenberg. A little bit off guard, but very, very excited and very, very honored by it as Cox swings and rolls it up the first baseline, fouled it off his foot. And the count 2-2, but a beautiful graphic displaying all the big-time broadcasters that have called games here for the Cyclones since 2001. Of course, the late, great, original voice of the Cyclones, Warner Fusel. That pitch up and in, 3-2 now on Cox. Fastball that time from Noah Hall. One of the voices of This Week in Baseball for so many years, but of course, Dave Sims, who called the first Cyclones game on TV back in 2001 as Cox takes a fastball up and away, ball 4. And Wilmington has a one-out walk, one on for T.J. White, who has singled and walked tonight. Chris Suero out to the mound to talk with Hall. Maybe giving Dakota Hawkins some extra time to get ready in the bullpen. But Dave Sims, of course, now the radio voice of the New York Yankees after a long career with the Mariners. Kirk Menefee, who you see on NFL on Fox Sundays, as well as Good Day New York here in the city and the suburbs around it. Kevin Burkhart of SNY, now the lead voice of the NFL on Fox. Scott Braun, who you see on MLB Network, and then the two men we were just talking about, the great Jake Eisenberg and Keith Ratt, two legends here in this broadcast booth as T.J. White takes a changeup for a strike. It's 0-1. So very cool to see not only the legendary players who have come through this ballpark over the last nearly quarter century be honored throughout the ballpark, but some of the great voices as well. This chopped on the ground at first. Hernandez sidearm throw to second for one. Relay back to first. In time, double play, inning over. Oh, what a beautiful 3-6-1 double play from Hernandez to Barrow to Noah Hall. And Noah in line for his first professional victory has completed five full for just the second time in his young pro career. No runs, no hits, nobody left on the double play at the end of 4.5. It's 6-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing baseball's all-new national pregame show, MLB Tonight, live at 5. Join Greg, Harold, and Dan and a star-studded roster for a preview of all the night's matchups. Get a first look at the lineups.
Everything looks good right now for the Yankees.
First take from the players.
I'm just excited to put any pair of cleats on.
And the first of many breakdowns before the first pitch. A full night of baseball starts at 5. MLB Tonight's national pregame show, weekdays at 5 Eastern on MLB Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We'll be right back.
balls, two strikes. But Coney Convos trivia question tonight with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. On our question tonight, relating to our skipper. Skipper of the Cyclones, Gilbert Gomez. The pitch to Hernandez dribbled foul off the end of the bat. And it remains at two balls and two strikes. But our question tonight is, Gilbert Gomez back for his second season at the helm of the Brooklyn Cyclones. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a changeup that Loma Vita dropped. Lollipop throw on to first base, reeled in by Pimentel. And Hernandez down on strikes to start the bottom of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Nick Rosselli, who has walked and grabbed it into a fielder's choice here tonight. He's also scored a run. Gilbert Gomez back for a second consecutive year. Who was the last Cyclone manager to manage the team in consecutive seasons? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. As Nick Rosselli takes a breaking ball high. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Rosselli, a Mets fan growing up out on Long Island. And this foul back, it's a ball and a strike. Rosselli talking to him. You can check out the full-length feature piece in the Cyclones game program on BrooklynCyclones.com. But Rosselli last year finished up his campaign at Binghamton, came back home for the summer, did a couple of games in the Cape League. The 1-1 outside with the off-speed. It's two balls and a strike. But went to a Mets game at Citi Field. Childhood Mets fan, maybe about a week or so before the draft. Had just a hunch. 2-1. Popped foul third base way. And it remains 2-2. Went into the team store at Citi Field and bought himself a brand new Mets hat. Just in case. And sure enough, the 11th round came last July. And his name was called. He ran upstairs. Grabbed that brand new Mets hat and put it on. Broken back, ground ball to second. Barrel rolls all the way out to the position. Armando Cruz charges and makes the overhand throw to get Rosselli. Nice job by Cruz not only to make the play, but to avoid the kindling that was charging at him. So two away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And that'll bring up the nine-hitter Troy Schreffler Jr.
Yeah, if that bat was a couple of feet to the right, Cruz would have been right in the path of not only the ball, but the bat as well. So fortunate placement there on the broken back ground out from Rosselli.
So here is Schreffler Jr. As fly to center, struck out looking tonight. He's 0-2. Righty against righty, first pitch from Huff. And this fouled off the foot of Loma Vita, who's had himself a bumpy first night here at the high A level, not because of his play, it's just because he keeps on getting bumps and bruises. Got slid into on a play at the plate. Foul balls off of his legs, off his knees. It's just life of a catcher at the professional level. Schreffler Jr. acquired by the Mets back at the tail end of spring training, March the 23rd, so only about 2.5 weeks ago. One of two trades the Mets and Phillies made during spring training this year. The 0-1. This is down and away. And the count of ball and a strike on Treffler, the other involving the Cyclones' former all-time leader in pitching appearances, Josh Hedgeka, getting traded for the Mets to the Phillies. 1-1 down. 2-1 on Treffler. Bases empty, two out, bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn a 6-1 lead. And Treffler back in the organization, first day with the Mets. Photo op with his former Maryland teammate, former Cyclone Nick LaRusso. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Sinking fastball down and in. And the count even 2-2 on Treffler. Troy, a former 15th round pick out of the University of Maryland. The 2-2 pitch. Check swing on a pitch in the dirt. He went around. No fight from Schreffler Jr. Tag applied by Loma Vida. And chance up a 1-2-3. Bottom half of the fifth inning. First 1-2-3 inning of the night for Wilmington pitching. We head to the sixth. 6-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Your day in baseball starts with MLB Central.
Let's get it started.
Lead off your morning with in-depth breakdowns.
Perfect balance.
What?
Boom.
Interviews with the players.
Get back to the fastball.
I know what that passion feels like.
And a little bit.
Hey.
Of everything else.
Come on, Lauren.
The window seats are.
The baseball day begins with MLB Central. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Only on MLB Network.
If you're not watching this show, you're the problem.
Hi, this is Jay Speck, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, a job well done by Noah Hall in his 2025 debut. Brooklyn starter will give way to the bullpen now. Dakota Hawkins on, but the final line for Noah Hall, 5 innings, 3 hits. Only the 1 run was earned. Did walk 4. And strikeout 3, but the stat that I'm sure that he'll care most about, Justin, he does exit in line for a potential victory.
Best start of his young pro career, Noah Hall, 5 innings of 1-run ball, walked more than he struck out, as Johnny said. But nonetheless, did a great job inducing weak contact, a lot of ground balls, a lot of soft ground balls in this ballgame. And his defense certainly did the job behind him. Seaver King, the Nationals' first-round pick from last year, to lead off against Dakota Hawkins. And the first pitch, a wave and a miss at a slider. And the count, no balls and 1 strike. Hawkins served as a reliever and a starter for Brooklyn last year. Also had a cup of coffee at Double-A Binghamton in the middle and tail end of the season. As King goes fishing again for the off-speed. Another slider down and away. And it's 0-2. King has walked and grounded into a fielder's choice. Brought in Wilmington's only run tonight. Hawkins, 6 feet tall, 215 pounds, 25 years old from Chehalis, Washington. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Chase the slider in the dirt. Suero picks it up third base side. And fires down to first base to complete the strikeout. And the leadoff man retired for Wilmington in the sixth. Coney Combo's trivia question tonight. Give you the answer in the bottom of this sixth inning. Our question today is, Gilbert Gomez managing the Cyclones for the second consecutive year. Who is the last manager for Brooklyn to manage the team in back-to-back seasons? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Combo's. If you think you know the answer, here's Caleb Loma Vida. This one lined in the air to left. Hangs up though for Schreffler Jr. in a few steps. He'll make the catch on the liner, 2 down. So 2 quick outs. Dakota Hawkins here in the sixth inning. Hawkins last year during his time with Brooklyn, 27 appearances, 9 starts, at a 4-4 record, a 4.3 ERA, did pick up a save. 74 strikeouts, 27 walks, and 83 2/3 innings. Less than a hit per the pitch. And another nice slider. That's been the pitch that Hawkins has gone to the most so far tonight. And Elijah Green behind 0-1. Green grounded into an inning-ending double play in the first with the bases loaded and 1 out. Not really the turning point of this game at this point. And struck out looking in his last trip. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball from Hawkins. And he's ahead 0-2. Bases empty, 2 out. Hawkins trying to cruise through this sixth inning. This will be just his 7th pitch of the frame. Working exclusively from the stretch. Fastball on the outside corner. Strike 3 looking. Welcome to the 2025 season, Dakota Hawkins. 7 pitches, 7 strikes, and a pair of K's to boot. One, two, three, go the Blue Rocks in the sixth. Top of the lineup, due up for Brooklyn when we come back. 6-1 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Another call to the bullpen for the Wilmington Blue Rocks as we go bottom six. It will be already pitcher number four used on the night by Wilmington. Again, this is only a three-game series before the Monday off day, so maybe a little more leeway as far as that bullpen is concerned, but still fourth pitcher in only the sixth inning. That new pitcher is none other than Bubba Hall, a right-hander who comes on to relieve Chance Huff. Hall has been with this Washington organization since 2022 when he was a free agent signee, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny, making his high A debut here tonight. He'll face the top of Brooklyn's lineup, Barrow, Benj, and Reimer. And the first pitch to Boston Barrow misses up and away, 1-0 if anyone reaches. Serrano and then Suero. Barrow has walked, struck out, grounded into a fielder's choice here tonight. And this one popped off the end of the bat, out into right field. In and to his right, Cox, he calls for it, makes the catch. And Barrow retired for the first out here in the sixth inning. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. Our question today was Gilbert Gomez managing the Cyclones. Back-to-back seasons, first time Brooklyn has had a manager do that since this man. Can you name who it was? Great to hear from Mary DiBernardo. That's how you know it's opening day. You're hearing from Wolf, you're hearing from Mary DiBernardo. Our loyal listeners here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Between Mary and Diane, guessing Tom Gamboa. Wishes a very happy opening day as Benj takes low. It's a ball and a strike. Very happy opening day to you, Mary, and Diane as well, and everyone tuning in here on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. However, it was not Tom Gamboa. You have to go back a little more recently than that. As Benj takes another one down, it's two balls and a strike.
And we'll give you some motivation to tune into the Cyclones pregame show as well. In case you were a little late, that's okay, but sometimes maybe you'll get revealed the answer on said pregame show.
This one fouled away. And it's now 2-2 on Carson Benj. Bases empty, one out, bottom of the sixth. Brooklyn a 6-1 lead here on opening day. Brooklyn trying to be victorious on opening day and in their home opener for the second time in 3 years. Benj, a high fly ball, deep left field. Back goes McKenzie to the warning track, and that one bangs off the bottom of the fence. Benj on his way to second, and he'll slide in there feet first with a one-out double. The first extra base hit of the Brooklyn Cyclones season belongs to the Mets' first-round pick from a year ago, Carson Benj, in scoring position with one out.
And that's already his third time on the bases tonight. Benj, who has been a real factor towards the top of this Brooklyn lineup, and that's got to feel good. The first hit of 2025 for him, the first hit at the high A level for the first-round pick from a year ago, and introducing himself to the Brooklyn faithful with a big swing there.
So now the Cyclones, another man in scoring position. And here is Jacob Reimer, who has the big hit of the night. Two-run single made it a 5-1 game back in the fourth inning. This popped foul first base side. This one a souvenir. But it wasn't Tom Gamboa. You have to go back a little more recently to find the answer to our Coney Combos trivia question. As a matter of fact, you have to go back to a post that Jake Mangum shared a couple days ago. This chopped on the ground at third. An easy play there made across the diamond for the second out of the inning as Reimer retired. Staying put at second is Benj with two out. You have to go back to the last time the Brooklyn Cyclones raised a championship banner. That was in 2019. Edgardo Alfonso was the Cyclones manager for three consecutive years, 2017, 2018, and then again in 2019. Edgardo Alfonso, our Coney Convo's trivia question answer here tonight. First pitch to Eli Serrano, taken for a called strike. And the count 0-1. Serrano the third. Trying to drive in another Brooklyn tally. Serrano tonight 0-2 as struck out, grounded into a fielder's choice, and walked, also brought in a run as he swings and misses. And Huff ahead, no balls and two strikes.
I do wonder, for those of our loyal listeners who do participate in the Coney Convo's trivia question more often than not, what would we consider a good percentage as far as correct answers are concerned? They're tough. Is it like baseball? 30% of the time you're a Hall of Famer?
I wouldn't argue with that. Is that pitch inside? And the count now 1-2 on Serrano. Brooklyn 6, Wilmington 1. Here with a man at second and two out. Roddy deals. And Serrano swings so hard his helmet nearly flops off. Got to keep it on that head of his. And it's still 1-2. Lefty batter with an open stance. The pitch, this in the dirt, gets away from Loma Vita all the way to the backstop. And Benj will advance unabated to third. And the Cyclones have another insurance run 90 feet away. Serrano, mentioned NC State product, former college teammate of former Cyclone Justin Lawson. Was also a former high school teammate of another 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone. And Serrano pops it in the air, third base side. Foul ground, Dugas by the third base coach's box makes the catch to end the inning. But the Pro 5 Baseball Academy in North Carolina also was high school teammates with Ryan Clifford. Now up at AA Binghamton. Brooklyn gets a double from Benj, but can't cash him in. We head to the 7th. 6-1 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Ayo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, for a real bite of New York.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Reimer, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jacob Reimer, a couple of RBIs here on opening day. Brooklyn using those two RBIs he brought in a four-run fourth inning. They lead Wilmington 6-1. Brooklyn has won the home opener in each of the last two seasons. Beat Jersey Shore in extra innings on opening day in 2023. Shut out Asheville on opening day last year behind Brandon Sproke. Right now got a 5-run lead as we head to the 7th. Here's Johnny.
Thanks, Justin. Yeah, all-time track record on opening day for Brooklyn has been outstanding. How about 15-8? Almost double as many wins as losses on opening day in the history of the franchise.
Taken after their parent affiliate, the Mets.
No kidding. So far tonight, pretty good. 6-1 lead. We go top 7. Dakota Hawkins right back to work. after working a 1-2-3 top of the sixth. And his first pitch of inning number 7 is a strike to Brandon Pimentel. And the count 0-1. Pimentel 0-2 tonight, popped up to second base and struck out swinging. Hawkins on in relief of Noah Hall, who was outstanding. 0-1, up and away. One ball and one strike. You made the statement earlier, Justin, for Hall. Best start of his pro career. I will not refute that whatsoever. 5 innings of 1-run ball. Perhaps a great launching pad for Hall after somewhat of an injury-riddled 2024. The 1-1 home just misses the outside corner. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike to Pimentel. Hawkins, one of those guys who I'm sure Gilbert Gomez was, to a certain extent, of course, happy to have back on the opening day roster. Guy with a real level head and that familiarity. This one, though, pulled on the ground, threw on the right side for a base hit. Past the diving glove of the first baseman, Hernandez, and Brandon Pimentel is aboard for the first time tonight. That's the first hit in quite a while for Wilmington. In fact, it's their first hit since going all the way back to Brenner Cox's double to lead off the top of the third. Since then, only base runners have come courtesy of walks and fielder's choices. But a leadoff single there for Pimentel, and that puts one on with nobody out for Jared McKenzie, who is 0-2 so far tonight. Pimentel takes his lead. Hernandez holds him on. As Hawkins, the righty arm, comes set at the belt, ready to deal the first pitch to the lefty batter, McKenzie. He takes a strike. And the count 0-1. 89 on the radar gun from Hawkins. A 1 delivery upcoming. Righty fires. McKenzie takes low and escapes the glove of Suero, but Pimentel stays put at first base. Suero back on it rather quickly. So Wilmington just trying to get something going here. Blue Rocks, only the 1 run on the 4 base hits, and their bats have fallen silent over the course of the past couple of innings, trying to get some production out of this bottom third here. As Hawkins deals low yet again. And the count now 3 balls and 1 strike.
And curveball just slipped out of his hands that time.
Beg your pardon, count 2-1 on McKenzie, who shows bunt and gets it down the third baseline, but it trickles foul. And now we're all even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKenzie up now, then Armando Cruz, followed by Gavin Dugas. McKenzie last year, 248 across 76 games with Wilmington. Did hit 4 home runs for the Blue Rocks scattered across those 76 games. Did also have some shorter stints at the Complex League and with Single-A Fredericksburg last year. 2-2. McKenzie nubs it foul off the handle. And the count will stay right there. A former Baylor Bear. That's where the Nationals took him out of in the 5th round in 2022. McKenzie, a freshman All-American in 2020, All-Big 12 first-teamer in 2021. Even made a Golden Spikes Award watch list ahead of his final campaign in Waco, Texas. Suero calls time. He wants to have a chat with Dakota. Always interesting when you talk about the relationship between pitcher and catcher at the start of a new year. If guys might not be super acclimated, super familiar with one another. Not the case here, though. Suero and Hawkins, 2 guys who spent majority of their campaigns last summer right here on Coney Island. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball, left center field. Chasing Serrano back into the alleyway. Makes the catch. 1 step in front of the warning track. Nice job by Eli. You got a good read on that ball to track it down and make it look rather routine. So 1 away as Pimentel stays put at first base. Armando Cruz next with 1 on and 1 gone. Righty arm working on the righty bat. First pitch to Cruz. Downstairs, 4-1. MLB.com filing Armando Cruz under the something to prove category ahead of the 2025 season. and you can understand why to a certain extent. Wave and a miss. Good slide piece there from Hawkins, who fooled him in the count 1-1. The career OPS for Armando Cruz, the on-base plus the slugging, is at just .572. An international free agent signee back in 2021 fooled on another breaking ball there, and it's 1-2. Nat signed him for nearly $4 million. That was the largest contract they had handed out on a bonus basis given on the international market to that point, and hasn't quite lived up to the billing. 1-2 is fouled off the end of the bat, and it remains 1-2. All that being said, the defense for Cruz has been outstanding. A smooth glove up the middle. And if the bat can just come around and complement that defense that, again, a couple years in has been significantly ahead, plenty of potential. 1-2 in the dirt. Suero keeps it in front of him. And the count 2-2. That's Farm Director Eddie Longo saying that he thinks this is a year it will click for Cruz. He did play in 20 games with High A Wilmington last year, but hit just .227. Here comes a 1-2. Cruz swings and hits it pretty well in the gap to right center field, and this one will split the gap and roll all the way to the warning track. Pimentel around third. He gets the wave to go home. Cruz is thinking three. Throw hits the cutoff man, and that's it. It is an RBI well-placed triple for Armando Cruz. Pimentel going hard the whole way, and Wilmington cuts it to a 6-2 deficit here in the top of the seventh.
And that pitch middle down there from Hawkins, and Cruz able to get the barrel on it. Shoot it into the right center field gap. That's Triple's alley right here at Maimonides Park. As soon as that got down, split the outfielders, who was off to the races.
So still plenty of work for Wilmington to do here, but they have a runner on third with only Way, and this one is hammered in the air, deep left field, and off the video board for a two-run shot. Gavin Dugas with the power on full display. It's a two-run jack to left. And just like that, we've got a two-run ball game. It's 6-4.
106.9 off the bat from Dugas. 384 feet off the brand-new video board and left. And that's going to create a visit from Jordan Krause, the new Cyclones pitching coach, who, after Hawkins was so dominant in the sixth inning, 7 pitches, 7 strikes, 3 up, 3 down, has not had the same success coming back out for a second inning.
Wilmington a double shy of collectively hitting for the cycle in this inning. A single, a triple, and a homer. Fly out from Jared McKenzie sandwiched between those. And now Brooklyn an opportunity to just have a chat here, calm down. Hawkins, perhaps, after the two-run home run. Gavin Dugas, the former LSU Tiger, with his first home run of the season. For Dugas last year, he hit only 4 in 90 games. So, you know, Nationals fans would love to see the uptick in power from the 2023 sixth rounder. And maybe that allows him to hit the ground running. Bases empty, one away, and a first pitch strike thrown to the leadoff man, Brenner Cox.
Eduardo Herrera, right-hander up and throwing for the Brooklyn Cyclones in the bullpen.
Well, that is why that four-run bottom of the fourth for Brooklyn so big. 0-1 to Cox, just a bit outside, and it's 1-1. You consider the four runs they put up, that the difference right now in this game. As a lead that was once 5 has now become 2 after a 3-spot here from the Blue Rocks in this top of the seventh. Hawkins 1-1. Swing and a miss. And the count 1-2. Cox so far today, a strikeout, a double, and a walk. Number 30 prospect in the organization, according to MLB Pipeline. First time in Wilmington. Nubs a 1-2 foul, and we'll do it again. Speed has always been a calling card of Brenner Cox's game. While the offense is... The offensive numbers on the whole were not great last year. He did still manage to steal 29 bags in 90 games with the Fred Nats. Serves this 1-2 pitch on the ground, is second, gobbled up by Roselli, and relays over for the second out of the inning. Base is empty, two away for TJ Wine. Rick Rossetto, our main man in the PA booth, back for another year. He was ready for the seventh inning stretch there. Only two outs, Rick. First pitch to TJ White, cut and a miss. And the count 0-1.
Like we said earlier, opening day for everybody.
Just past the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday. 0-1 to White, grabs a piece for a foul ball, 0-2. I know I speak for not only you, Justin, but pretty much everybody involved when we say it is great to have baseball back. When you're sitting there having your turkey on Thanksgiving or enjoying the holiday season, and don't get me wrong, winter's fun. 0-2. White swings and misses. Inning over. But springtime, best time of year, and happy to have baseball back on the boardwalk here on Coney Island. So Wilmington with their best inning of the night so far. They put up three runs on the strength of three hits. No errors and nobody left. The big blow to Gavin Dugas, two-run home run. Stretch time in Brooklyn, 6-4 Cyclone lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing. Starts here. Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fry-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Our first Take Me Out to the Ball Game of the year in the books from Maimonides Park. King Henry, Sandy, and Pee-wee doing a great job with the surf squad, leading the charge down on the field turf below. And that means it is time for the bottom of the seventh inning on a gorgeous Friday night in early April. Yes, you did hear that right. A gorgeous Friday night in early April. Brooklyn in the driver's seat, 6-4. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Chris Suero digs in and cuts and misses. And a first pitch offering from Bubba Hall. Hall, a right-hander who we saw come on to begin the bottom of the sixth, worked around a one-out double to pitch a scoreless sixth. And now he's ahead 0-2 after that last strike poured in on Chris Suero. Chris 1-for-3, RBI single, and a couple of strikeouts so far tonight. Hall, the right-hander, works exclusively out of that stretch and wastes an 0-2 fastball up and away. One ball and two strikes. Hall, somebody who really bounced around in college before eventually latching on with Washington as a free agent signee in 2022. 1-2 to Suero. Chris hits it in the air, foul, first base way, ticketed for the seats. But anyway, Hall, 2 years at Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College, and 1 year at Southern Illinois with the Salukis before wrapping up at Dallas Baptist. 1-2 toss. Suero fouls it towards us. Look out. If that ball was 5 feet to the right, I could have wore it. Or maybe made a play on it, but I don't know. That was hit pretty hard. Keeping us on our toes on day one. How about that? 1-2. Suero fouls this one back, this time on the ground, though, as opposed to in the air. And it stays 1-2.
Getting heckled by Rick Rizzetto, the PA announcer.
I don't know what he wanted me to do with that.
Official score. Unless Johnny was going to turn into Stretch Armstrong and grab that ball diving to his left.
Either that or the flash. 1-2. Suero again towards us. This time, though, doesn't quite clear that netting. And it will stay at one ball and two strikes.
Well, William Lugo, who had the last 2 years, had been the one that predominantly sent balls up in this direction. He's now up at Double-A Binghamton. So we need someone new to take that baton, and Chris Suero seems to be the one to do it.
Suero crushes this one to left center field, deep into the Brooklyn Knight, and gone! Chris Suero becomes the first Cyclone to ding off that new video board. A solo shot in the seventh. First long ball of the year for the native of the Bronx.
And fitting, it is Chris Suero who delivers the first home run of this 2025 season. He's got about 10, 15 people in his cheering section tonight. 103.7 off the bat, 389 feet from Chris.
Suero clubbed 7 long balls for Brooklyn last year, and now he's got number one in 2025. DeAndre Smith trying to bunt his way aboard, fouled it back. Nothing and one. So there's your answer if you were wondering who is going to be the first Cyclone to leave the ballpark. Somebody who put on a show here towards the tail end of last year. Picking up right where he left off. Smith comes up empty-handed. And it's nothing and two on DeAndre, the former USC Trojan. 0-2. Smith serves it on the ground towards third. Moves foul. And it remains nothing and two. It was awesome, of course, to see DeAndre a couple of years ago here in Brooklyn back in 2023, be able to suit up night in, night out with one of his college teammates, Ryland Thomas. Pair of USC Trojans. And Smith healthy now and poised for a big time 2025. Manning right field tonight. Just grabs a piece on that 0-2 breaking ball to fight it off and live to see another day.
Yeah, Ryland could be the next former Cyclone to appear in the big leagues. Traded last year at the deadline to Seattle.
0-2. Smith takes on the outside corner, strike three. Oh, it was another delayed strike three call at that from our home plate umpire, William Pascal. But he does ring up DeAndre all the same. For what it's worth, that is strikeout number 11 on the night for Wilmington pitchers. First on the night for Bubba Hall since coming in. And now Ronald Hernandez up to bat. First pitch. Takes inside for ball one, and the count 1-0. Brooklyn leading 7-4 after a three-run top of the seventh for the Blue Rocks. Cyclones have since responded with a Suero solo shot. Hernandez weighed on that pitch, and the count 1-1. Ronald tonight, 1-for-3, single and a run scored, a couple of strikeouts as well. 1-1, Hernandez foul tips it. And the count 1-2. 6-0-220 from Maracay, Venezuela, Ronald Hernandez, who did play in 10 games with Brooklyn last year, spent most of his season at the single-A level with St. Lucie. 10 in Brooklyn as opposed to 98 for the St. Lucie Mets. 1-2 offering downstairs. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Came up towards the tail end of August, did Hernandez. 2-2. And Hernandez hits it back to the screen. It's 2-2. And kind of similar to Boston Barrow. Maybe not quite to the same extent. But Hernandez, somebody who saw widespread success. And you get into the second half of the year, you figure, all right, time for that promotion. 2-2. Hernandez takes a called strike three at the knees. Nice job there by Bubba Hall to just paint the bottom half of the zone. So it is back-to-back, backwards K's for the righty Bubba Hall. He picks up his second strikeout since coming on in relief. And now Nick Roselli here in his Cyclones debut. First pitch to him. Inside ball one, 1-0 to Roselli. A walk, a fielder's choice, and a ground out for the Brooklyn second baseman tonight. Also has scored one of the Cyclones' seven runs. 1-0. Roselli takes inside again. Two balls and no strikes. We told you, seven 2024 draftees on this opening day roster. Roselli, one of them. 2-2. Wave and a miss. I beg your pardon, that was a 2-0 offering. It is now 2-1. Yeah, of those 2024 draftees, Ryan Lambert's the only guy who climbed his way to high A last year. 2-1. Roselli takes inside. It's 3-1. I'm sure Lambert is a name that if you are not already well acclimated with, you will come to recognize sooner rather than later. A real flamethrower out of this Brooklyn bullpen. 3-1. Roselli launches this one in the air down the right field line, but into foul ground. And so much so that the right fielder in Brenner Cox did have enough room and enough real estate to make the catch. A little bit of an obstructed view with that pole in the way, but he does haul it in to end the inning. But Brooklyn gets one back on the solo shot from Chris Suero as we go to the eighth. Cyclones in front, 7-4.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Call to the bullpen for the Cyclones as we go to the eighth, and this bullpen now will be tasked to get six more outs. They've got a three-run lead to work with thanks to the Chris Suero solo home run that made a 6-4 game now a 7-4 game. Eduardo Herrera, a righty arm that was great down the stretch for the Cyclones last year, on to take the spot of Dakota Hawkins. He becomes the third Brooklyn arm of the day. Tall task, though, Justin, for Mr. Herrera, who does get 3-4-5 to begin the eighth.
Thank you, Johnny. Seaver King, Caleb Lomavita, Elijah Green. Three scheduled to bat in the inning against the right-hander. And the first pitch fastball from Herrera misses up and in. And the count 1-0. On Seaver King. King 0 for 2 tonight, has walked, grounded into a fielder's choice, and struck out. Righty batter has a fastball pumped by him at 94. And the count evens up at 1-1. Final line for Dakota Hawkins tonight, a bumpy seventh inning, ruining his line as that fastball misses upstairs 2-1. Hawkins, 2 innings, 3 runs, 3 hits, no walks, 3 Ks. Did give up the home run. 32 pitches, 25 strikes. The pitch. 2-1 on the outside. Corner, it's 2-2. Slider that time from Herrera. Eduardo started last season in the Royals organization. He's pitching at Single A Columbia. 2-2. This off the end of the bat. Oh, what a play by Herrera. behind the back, between the legs, and throws to first to get King for the first out of the eighth inning. A little bit of happy birthday for Herrera going five hole.
Like a hockey goalie. Tried to go five hole and he denied him. Great reflexes and perfect glove placement. I don't know if that was just instinctual or if it was just right place, right time. He'll take it either way. What a play by Eduardo.
Well, Herrera was a position player before he was a pitcher. Signed by the Diamondbacks as an infielder. Played catcher, first base, second base, third base, right field. And 127 career games before turning to the mound. I do not believe this is Caleb Lomavita at the plate. As a change here for Wilmington, I want to say that is Matt Suggs, who has taken over and will bat here for Lomavita in the eighth. Remember, Lomavita did get banged up on a couple of plays earlier tonight. As Suggs backs out of the way and the count, two balls and no strikes. Righty against righty. Herrera deals. Fastball fouled off the hands. First base side, 2-1. Suggs last year hit a .166 with Wilmington in 49 games. Four homers, 16 RBIs. But Herrera started last year in the Royals organization. Got released on June the 9th. Mets signed him 4 days later. And he was exquisite. As there is a strike on the outside corner, 2-2. Herrera at a sub-1 ERA in 8 games at St. Lucie. Joined Brooklyn on July the 19th. Had a 3.3 ERA, 4 saves, 30 Ks in 19 innings. And then finished the season with a couple outings at Double-A. As that fastball runs inside and grabs Suggs on the shoulder. And Wilmington will have a 1-out base runner in the 8th. On the hit by pitch. And ironically enough, what's one thing Herrera did not do at all last year? Hit a batter. And he was outstanding for the Cyclones and the organization as a whole. Herrera was at the tail end of last year. And he has been a welcomed find. The Cyclones here in 2025 and beyond. Suggs, who came in for Lomavita during this at bat in this inning. Now the one getting checked out after getting a 90-plus mile-an-hour fastball on the shoulder. So one on and one out for Elijah Green, who has struck out looking twice and grounded into a double play. Righty-righty matchup. And the first pitch from Herrera is a slider strike in the count 0-1. Herrera pretty much a three-pitch arsenal. Fastball, slider, changeup. Works from the first base side of the rubber. The pitch. Check swing on a fastball. Did he go? You betcha, says the base umpire Arredondo. And Green behind. No balls and two strikes. Green from an extremely athletic family. His dad, Eric, a former Pro Bowl tight end in the NFL for 10 years. His time called at home plate. When he was drafted as a high schooler at our IMG Academy, he was 6'3", 214. Baseball America said he would look like he was in the right place if he was standing alongside baseball's top sluggers just based on his physique. The 0-2. Slider just off the outside. Black, good eye from Green. And the count 1-2.
Well, usually, you know, if you're graduating athletically from IMG Academy, chances are you're doing something right. Feels like that school comes up all the time when doing your research on guys, regardless of the sport.
1-2. Slider on the inside corner. Strike three looking. Green, some words for the home plate umpire before walking back to the dugout. Third time he's been down looking tonight. First strikeout of the season for Herrera. And there are two out now in the eighth inning. So that'll bring up Brandon Pimentel. 1-for-3 with a single. Came around to score last inning. Herrera comes set now, comes home. And the first pitch, fastball in the dirt at 93. It's 1-0.
This might be the most drastic shift we have seen of the Brooklyn infield so far tonight. Really swung around to the right.
Barrow playing almost straight up the middle. Third baseman Reimer basically playing shortstop at this point. As Pimentel not going to hit that back foot slider. Filthy pitch from Herrera. And the count even at one. Pimentel started his college career at Mississippi State. Finished his college career at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. In Brownsville, Texas. 1-1 to the lefty. And a nice changeup that time from Herrera had Pimentel out in front. It's a ball and two strikes. Brooklyn 7, Wilmington 4. 1-on, 2-out, top of the 8th. Herrera trying to complete a scoreless inning. His maiden voyage of the season. The 1-2. Foul ball. Pimentel bounces it off himself. And we'll do it again. Wilmington 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They have left 4. Brooklyn 7 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 7 tonight. Jared McKenzie, the tying run on deck. Herrera fires in the dirt. Good block by Suero sliding to his right. Bluff to throw behind Suggs at first. But he's not going anywhere. It's 2-2. Looking ahead to the bottom of the inning for Brooklyn, they'll have 9-1-2. Schreffler Jr., Barrow, and Bench. Probably against a new arm for Wilmington, a righty up in the bullpen. 2-2. Is popped in the air off the hands to center. Serrano to his right. Coming in a few steps, makes the catch over his right shoulder to end the inning. So Wilmington gets a base runner on a hit by pitch, but nothing else. No runs, no hits. One left at the end of 7.5. Brooklyn a 7-4 lead. Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beers, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
New arm in the game for Wilmington. It is pitcher number 5. As we go to the bottom of the 8th, Bubba Hall, 2 innings of 1-run ball of relief work. And now the right-hander Thomas Schultz on to take his spot. Schultz, a 9th-round pick back in 2023, whose numbers were great last year in single A with Fredericksburg, 1.82 ERA across 18 games. Didn't translate over quite as nicely when he got the bump up to Wilmington, ERA up over 5 with the Blue Rocks. But Justin on now in his task to make sure this Brooklyn lead balloons no larger than 3 runs.
Struggled mightily against Brooklyn last year, at an ERA up over 10 and 4 in a third innings. But this a new season, a new team, and Schultz new opportunity here tonight. The right-hander, 6'6", 243 pounds, will turn 26 in August from Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania. 9-1-2 due up for Brooklyn in the bottom of the 8th inning. Troy Schreffler Jr. to lead things off. And the first pitch from Schultz is hit off the end of the bat to short. Coming on is King. And a low throw dug out by Pimentel. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the 8th. Schultz last year, a 5.47 ERA in 23 games with Wilmington. 19 strikeouts, 24 and two-thirds innings out of Vanderbilt University. Back to the top of the lineup in Boston, Barrow, 0-for-3 with a walk. He's also struck out, grounded into a fielder's choice, and flied to right in his last trip as this one scalded down the right field line, but foul. And the count 0-1. Schultz, not only a great baseball player as an amateur, is also great on the hardwood as well. The 0-1 from Schultz. Slider cut on and missed. It's 0-2. But Schultz was an All-State first-team basketball player at Our Lady of Lourdes High School in Cole Township, Pennsylvania, as both a junior and a senior. Not only set his high school's all-time scoring record, but set the entire area's record for career points with over 2,300. The 0-2 struck him out swinging. Curveball down and away. And a great start to the season for Thomas Schultz. Four pitches, two outs, and a K. And the base is empty, two down for Carson Bench.
Not that you want to nitpick, because obviously seven runs on opening night is an outstanding statement. But Brooklyn batters have struck out 13 times tonight. These Wilmington arms, all things considered, have gotten their punch outs.
First pitch to Bench, taken at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Bench been on base three times to match the number on the back of his jersey. Here in his high A debut, a couple of walks and a double off the left field wall. And he takes a breaking ball low, a ball and a strike. It looks to be Ryan Lambert up and readying himself in the Brooklyn right field bullpen. Fitting his last career appearance, his first career save, that was against the Blue Rocks here in September. As Bench takes a call, it's strike 1-2. Lefty batter with a wide base and an open stance. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball high. And the count 2-2. Trying to keep the inning going for Jacob Reimer in the on-deck circle. The wind, the 2-2 from Schultz. Fastball outside. And Carson's run it full, 3-2. Bench not only a position player in college, but was a pitcher as well. Two-way player, a la Nolan McLean. As that in the dirt, skirts past the catcher, Suggs for ball four. What a high A debut for Carson Bench. Will only go down officially as a 1-for-2, but three walks, a double. Not a shabby way to introduce yourself to the Coney Island faithful.
I'd say an 800 OBP. Four trips to the bases and five at-bats. Pretty solid.
That'll play at any level. Brings up Jacob Reimer. A two-run single to right is only hit tonight. He's 1-for-4. As this one hit in the air, right center field. Ticketed for the gap. That one's going to get down and roll all the way to the warning track. Carson Bench can waltz home. Reimer around second. He's on his way to third. The relay throw there, not in time. It's a head-first RBI triple for Jacob Reimer. He's got three RBI on opening day. And Brooklyn has doubled up Wilmington. It's 8-4 in the eighth. Put it in the same spot. Armando Cruz placed one earlier in this ballgame for an RBI three-bagger. And Reimer, what a way to start this 2025 season after last year so frustrating, hampered by injury. Now Eli Serrano, the third, fouls it back. And the count 0-1. Reimer always so diligent, trying to improve his game offensively. Actively been working at driveline the last two winters in Arizona, trying to improve his swing to maximize his skills. The 0-1 fouled straight back. It's 0-2 on Serrano the third. So Schultz had four pitches, two outs to start the inning. But a long walk induced by Bench, and then Reimer brought him home. The 0-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. Backdoor cutter there from Schultz. And Serrano down on strike side, retired. But Brooklyn adds to their lead on the right center field triple off the bat of Jacob Reimer. We head to the ninth here on opening day. Brooklyn trying to continue their winning ways. They lead 8-4. Call to the bullpen when we come back on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey. that speaks for itself. Traveler is made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler whiskey, easy to drink, hard not to love.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Eduardo Herrera's day done. Ryan Lambert's day begins. We don't quite know if there will be official roles per se on the back end of this Brooklyn bullpen, but we can tell you this. Ryan Lambert certainly got the kind of stuff that profiles quite nicely on the back end of a bullpen. Two pitches, two outstanding pitches. The fastball that has flirted and even touched triple digits, and a wipeout slider that Brooklyn fans got acclimated with last year as well. A 2024 draftee. Brooklyn up four, so not a safe situation, but trying to preserve this four-run lead as we go with top nine on opening night, Justin.
Ryan Lambert, Mets number 36 prospect entering the season according to Baseball America. Last time he pitched an official game at his first career save in this ballpark against the Blue Rocks, finishing off two scoreless innings last September the 6th. Mets eighth round pick last year out of Oklahoma. Mackenzie, Cruz, Dugas, bottom third of the lineup. Two up for the Blue Rocks here in the ninth inning. Lambert working from the third base side of the slab, his first pitch, and a fastball misses high. And the count 1-0. Lambert, considered to have the best fastball in the Mets draft class last year, has been clocked as high as 102 miles an hour. Righty's 1-0. This one ripped in the air to right. First step was in, now going back, reaching back across his body. DeAndre Smith makes the catch, one out. I don't know if he caught that or it caught him, but nonetheless, it results in an out, one away in the ninth. A 105-mile-an-hour knuckling line drive at the converted infielder into an outfielder. And DeAndre somehow, twisting and turning, able to make the play. Now Armando Cruz, one for two, a walk and an RBI triple. And he's out in front of that filthy slider. It's 0-1. A reminder, after the final out tonight, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game two of this three-game series tomorrow afternoon. As the 0-1 to Cruz up and in. And the count even, a ball and a strike. Slider slipping out of Lambert's hand that time. Lambert pitched in the draft league last year, West Virginia Black Bears, before being selected by New York. The 1-1, Cruz pops it up. Out in a shallow center, out is the second baseman, called off by the charging center fielder Serrano, who makes the snow cone grab over his right shoulder. And the Cyclones one out away from victory here on opening day. That'll bring up the nine-hitter Gavin Dugas. Clubbed a two-run homer in his last at-bat, made it a 6-4 game at the time. A chance of one more out starting to echo out here on Coney Island. The first pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. And the count 0-1. Lambert at the letters. Ronnie delivers. And this fastball off the hands of Dugas. And the Cyclones one strike away from victory. Brooklyn trying to win their home opener for a fourth consecutive season. Dugas ready in the righty box. Lambert, glove resting on the front left-hand side of his chest. He comes set at the letters. The pitch. Fastball, did he hold up? No, he did not. He went around, says Arredondo. Strike three, swinging, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory to open the 2025 season. Ryan Lambert slams the door shut. A 1-2-3. Top half of the ninth inning. Closing the door with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball that Dugas could not stop his swing on. And Brooklyn, thanks to a four-run fourth inning, doubles up the Blue Rocks on opening day. And for the fourth consecutive year, the Cyclones will go through the handshake line on the field to celebrate their home opener. Four consecutive home opening victories for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Again, your final tonight, the Cyclones 8, the Blue Rocks 4, Brooklyn 1-0 on the season. And we'll have the happy recap report, as the late, great Bob Murphy would say, when we come back. Brooklyn wins it here on opening day. We'll put a bow on a great start to the 2025 season when we return. You're listening on Bally Live and on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Families grow and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Experience a celebration of the game that only Cooperstown can host this Memorial Day weekend. And the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum will debut Getting the Nod, a new exhibit paying tribute to the beloved bobblehead doll. Memorial Day weekend will also feature the new Hall of Fame film series and the return of the popular Night at the Museum meet and greet event. For more information, please visit baseballhall.org/Memorial Day. We'll see you in Cooperstown.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey, easy to drink, hard not to love.
Hi, this is Zach Thornton. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Oh, great post-game interview on the field from Johnny Gadamowicz with our player of the game, Jacob Reimer. And Jacob got not only one Gatorade bat from Chris Suero, but a second from Ronald Hernandez and Boston Barrow as well, who high-fived each other on their way back into the clubhouse. As a great environment here on Coney Island, in Reimer's own words, to start this season, not only in the clubhouse, on the field, but throughout the crowd as well. A wonderful attended ball game here tonight, and just an overall incredible way to start this 2025 season as the Cyclones beat the Blue Rocks by a final of 8-4. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. Noah Hall starting against Alex Clemmie, a pitcher for Brooklyn who was not on any top prospect lists. He was Brooklyn's opening day starter last year, but only made five appearances throughout the course of the entire season between Brooklyn and St. Lucie because of injury. Meanwhile, Alex Clemmie started the prospect showcase game against the Mets back in March. One of the Nationals' top five prospects by Baseball America and MLB.com. So different statuses for both the starting pitchers, and both starters able to maneuver around some trouble in the first inning. Hall able to get out of a bases loaded jam. Clemmie able to get out of a jam with two men on base. But in the bottom of the second inning is when Brooklyn was able to finally break through. DeAndre Smith worked a four-pitch walk to start the home half of the second, then stole second base with Ronald Hernandez at the plate. Brooklyn was able to deliver their first lead of the season. I was not as safe. Runner breaks for third. The 2-2 cut on missed. Throw down at third base. Kicks into left field. Runner breaks for third. The 2-2 cut on missed. Throw down at third base. Kicks into left field. DeAndre gets up and scores, and Brooklyn has their first lead of the season. It's 1-0 in the second. You can hear the fireworks starting to rattle off here on Coney Island, but that throwing error from the catcher, Loma Vita, allowed DeAndre Smith to scamper around the bases, gave Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. Wilmington would tie it on a fielder's choice in the top of the third off the bat of Seaver King. And then in the bottom of the third, Brooklyn able to do exactly the same. Carson Bench walked, went first to third on a pass ball, and after a line-out scored on an Eli Serrano fielder's choice, gave the Cyclones a 2-1 advantage. They would add another run on a fielder's choice later in the inning, made it a 3-1 ball game. But then Boston Barrow stole second, and after Carson Bench struck out, that brought up our player of the game, Jacob Reimer, for what was his first of two major base hits.
Not been that bad. Only the one run home, even though it kind of feels like maybe there would have been more. 1-2. Reimer swings, goes the opposite way, and dunks in a base hit. Charging towards home is Barrow. The throw is late. Throw down to first to try to get Reimer, who overran the bag. He dives back safely.
Brooklyn able to take a 5-1 lead with that base hit. Reimer driving in a pair after Eli Serrano walked on five pitches. That brought up Chris Suero, the local product, and he continued to add to Brooklyn's lead. It's on for Wilmington's bullpen the rest of the weekend.
First pitch to Suero. He swings and hits a line drive to left field, sinking quickly in front of McKenzie. Base hit. Charging towards home. Reimer slides in safely and scores. It's an RBI single for Chris Suero. He's fired up.
And Chris Suero was fired up there. Gave Brooklyn a 6-1 lead. Noah Hall's day was done after five. Dakota Hawkins came on through a 7-pitch, 1-2-3, sixth inning, but did not have the same success when he came back out for the top of the seventh. Brandon Pimentel singled on a ground ball to right, and after Jared McKenzie flied out to center, that brought up Armando Cruz with a chance to get Wilmington their first run since the third inning.
Pitch is 227. Here comes a 1-2. Cruz swings and hits it pretty well in the gap to right center field, and this one will split the gap and roll all the way to the warning track. Pimentel around third. He gets the wave to go home. Cruz is thinking three. Throw hits the cutoff man, and that's it.
An RBI triple from Armando Cruz made it a 6-2 ball game, and then on the very next pitch, Gavin Dugas made it a 2-run ball game.
So still plenty of work for Wilmington to do here, but they have a runner on third with only Way, and this one is in the air, deep left field, and off the video board for a 2-run shot. Gavin Dugas with the power on
full. The power was on full display there for Dugas, made it a 6-4 ball game. But Brooklyn would not back down, as they are wanted to do. After the inning was over, went to the bottom of the seventh, Bubba Hall out for his second inning of relief. The first batter he faced was a New York native, Chris Suero. Need someone new to take that baton, and Chris Suero seems to be the one to do it.
Suero crushes this one to left center field, deep into the Brooklyn night, and gone! Chris Suero becomes the first Cyclone to ding off that new video board. A solo shot.
Was a solo shot from Suero. Gave the Cyclones a 7-4 lead. Would remain that way into the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn looking for insurance. With the bases empty, two out, Carson Bench working a six pitch walk. And that brought up our player of the game, Jacob Reimer, for one final round of applause. Bring up Jacob Reimer. A 2-run single to right, his only hit tonight. He's 1-for-4. As this one hit in the air, right center field, ticketed for the gap. That one's going to get down and roll all the way to the warning track. Carson Bench can waltz home. Reimer around second. He's on his way to third. The relay throw there, not in time. It's a head-first RBI triple for Jacob Reimer. He's got 3 RBI on opening day, and Brooklyn has doubled up Wilmington. It's 8-4 in the eighth. Jacob Reimer making it an 8-4 ball game. And after a couple of big RBI hits, he got a couple of big Gatorade splashes from his teammates down on the field with Johnny Boeske. Brooklyn 1-0 on the season. They win their fourth straight home opener, 8-4 over Wilmington. Winning pitcher tonight is Noah Hall. Congratulations to Noah, the first win of his professional career. Well-deserved for the 24-year-old right-hander. So congratulations to Noah. Five innings, one run, three hits. Did walk four and strike out three tonight. The loss to Alex Clemmie. He drops to 0-1, three-plus innings. Only gave up one hit, but four runs, two earned. Walked a career-high tying five and struck out six. Eduardo Herrera picked up the hold. Final line score tonight. Wilmington, four runs, six hits, two errors. They left five. Brooklyn, eight runs, six hits, no errors. They left eight. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 52 minutes in front of an opening day crowd of 2,497 here on Coney Island. With a look at the out-of-town scoreboards around the South Atlantic League, the organization in the majors, before we say goodbye on opening day. Back from a very damp Maimonides Park field, Johnny Kadamowicz.
Well, I'll tell you this, Justin. There is nothing like doing the post-game show with fireworks blaring in the background. That is how you know baseball season is back on Coney Island. We'll give you a check of the out-of-town scoreboard before we say so long. We'll start with the Mets affiliates. Rough night for AAA Syracuse. AAA season got underway last week, so Syracuse 2-3 through five games entering play tonight, but tonight they do trail big. Scranton Wilkes-Barre, the Rail Riders on top of the Syracuse Mets, 11-2 in the bottom of the eighth in that one, and for Scranton Wilkes-Barre, 11 runs on 12 hits. They jumped all over Syracuse pitchers tonight. It was a good day for Binghamton on the road in New Hampshire in their season opener. The Rumble Ponies hold the Fisher Cats in check. One run on only three hits for New Hampshire. How about Jack Weninger, who pitched very well in the season opener for AA Binghamton, picked up the win. Five shutout innings of two-hit ball and seven strikeouts for the former Cyclone in Jack Weninger. You also had Daniel Juarez and Trey McLaughlin, former Cyclones, pitching in scoreless relief as well. Single-A St. Lucie, they were in action today. They dropped their season opener at home against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Marlins affiliate St. Lucie was shut out 4-0. A look around the South Atlantic League on this opening night of league play, and mostly everything final at this point. We'll give you the finals first and then the games in progress. Greenville beat up on Bowling Green pretty good. The Drive scored 9 runs on 11 hits in a 9-3 victory at home. The Red Sox affiliate opening up their season with a victory. Rome took down Winston-Salem 6-2 at home, and Greensboro had its way with Asheville 12-3. So far, get this, of all the South Atlantic League games that have gone final, every home team has won on opening day. We'll see if that trend holds. Hudson Valley finds itself down a couple, 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth. So we'll see if the Renegades have a late rally in store. Cyclones see the Yankees affiliate right here next week at Maimonides Park. And then how about extra innings in the South Atlantic League? Game number one is a franchise for the Hub City Spartanburgers, and they go 10. They're tied up at the bottom of the 10th right now in Aberdeen against the Ironbirds. Give you a check of the big league scoreboard as well on this opening day before we stay so long. And we'll start in Queens, where the Mets picked up their city field, or should say opened up their city field campaign in 2025 with an emphatic 5-0 win over the Blue Jays. Tylor McGill, 2-0, and he was stellar, picking up the win for the Mets. You also had an impressive day from Pete Alonso, who hit a big home run and continues his hot start to the year. Mets only five hits, but you couple the Alonso home run with 5 1/3 strong from McGill, and then a scoreless day for the New York bullpen, which has been outstanding to start the year. Reed Garrett, A.J. Minter, and Max Kranick all combining on scoreless efforts. Other big league scores before we say so long again. We'll give you the finals first. Tigers over the White Sox 7-4. Red Sox had 16 hits. They beat the Cardinals 13-9. Walker Buehler, his first Red Sox win. Cubs over the Padres 7-1. San Diego undefeated no longer as Chicago takes down the Padres at Wrigley. Athletics 6, Rockies 3. Yankees 9-4 winners in Pittsburgh over the Pirates. Great game out in the Bay Area today. Giants over the Mariners 10-9 in 11 innings. A Willy Adames walk-off hit in the 11th. D-backs over the Nationals 6-4 as our fireworks spectacle wraps up here at Maimonides Park. Brandon Font the win for Arizona in that one. Phillies took down the Dodgers 3-2, so both the Dodgers and Padres woke up this morning undefeated. They will go to bed with a loss. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the loss. Jesus Luzardo was outstanding for Philadelphia in the win. Jordan Romano, his first Philadelphia save. The Braves have finally won a game. They did so in convincing fashion. 10 Ks for former Rome Emperor, now Atlanta Braves Spencer Schwellenbach. Atlanta took down Miami 10-0 from Atlanta. Couple of games in progress right now as we speak. Kansas City on top of Baltimore 3-2 in the eighth. Rangers leading the Rays 4-2 in the seventh. Brewers having their way with the Reds 3-0 bottom six. Guardians and Angels are delayed right now. They have yet to start out west in Anaheim. No word what the deal is in that one, but they are currently delayed awaiting first pitch between the Guardians and the Angels. That does it for your check of the out-of-town scoreboard on this opening night 2025.
Thank you, Johnny. A great way to close out the opening night of this 2025 season. Game one of 132 officially in the books as the Brooklyn Cyclones have now won four consecutive home openers dating back to 2022. We thank you so much for sticking with us throughout the course of tonight's ball game. A reminder, folks, we'll be back in action tomorrow afternoon. 1:45 will hit the airwaves with the pregame show leading up to the 2 o'clock first pitch right here on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Brendan Gurton, the Mets' 10th round pick from last year out of Oklahoma, he'll make his Cyclones and High A debut, his second career start. He'll go against the South Atlantic League leader in wins from a season ago. He also led the league in losses as well, but we'll save that comment for another night. Riley Cornelio will be the man to face him tomorrow. 1:45, the pregame, 2 o'clock with the 2 o'clock with the first pitch. So 1:45 pregame, 2 o'clock first pitch. As we said, it's still opening day, even until the postgame show. So for Johnny Gadamwitz, a big thank you to our ownership group, the Diamond Baseball Holdings Incorporated, as well as our vice president, Stephen Cohen, our general manager, Kevin Mahoney, our assistant general manager, Billy Harner, our entire crew behind the scenes, Chris Rogers, Joe, Wayne, Brandon, everybody helping out, making sure everything looked and sounded as good as humanly possible, Ricky Viola as well. I'm Justin Rock for Johnny Gadamowitz saying so long from Coney Island. Again, your final, the Cyclones 8 and the Blue Rocks 4. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow afternoon. But until then, so long and good night, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.